Monday, September 30th, 2024.
Dislike of and anguish over social media is just growing and growing and growing. And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. You can't, you know, there's no, the referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact have kind of, you know, been eviscerated to a certain degree.
The American taxpayers, my constituents that are having a hard time afford their groceries, pay for a car, buy a new home, spend $1.6 quadrillion to fix a problem that A, doesn't exist, and as a matter of fact, you might be exacerbating because it's unknown. It is unknown at this time the low level that of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that might actually destroy life, because plant life all depends. As you know, Secretary, plant life all depends on CO2. And when we kill it, then we're done too. I yield the balance.
Congressman, let me just say that I don't agree with what you're saying out there for any number of reasons. I don't have time to go into all of them now, but I'll just tell you point blank that the difference between the periods you're looking at in terms of heat, et cetera, and human input is night and day, number one. Number two, why do you think 195 countries in the world, their prime ministers, their presidents?
Because they're grifting like you are, sir.
But look, if people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick and, you know, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. So what you need, what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change. Now, obviously there are some people in our country who are prepared to implement change in other ways. And
so
that's
you're
really
questioning
dangerous.
Really if democracy can survive unregulated social media.
I think democracies are very challenged right now and have not proven they can move fast enough or big enough to deal with the challenges that we are facing. And to me, that is part of what this race, this election is all about. Will we break the fever in the United States?
See, while always ensuring and defending free speech, we must make it clear that it cannot be okay to bully and attack people online. Governments, and especially big technology companies, need to safeguard people's data and privacy and address online harassment and violence to ensure trust in technology.
The Socialist Democratic Party just can't help prodding the sleeping giant. The left has made it abundantly clear that they want our president not just impeached, but beheaded. They have pushed that narrative repeatedly. But first, they must decapitate InfoWars so that the heads of conservatives will roll.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying. He launched similar attacks against the families whose 6 and 7-year-old kids were slaughtered at Sandy Hook.
And these people are all lawyers. They're very smart. They've defamed me in fake lawsuits they filed, funded by the Democratic Party, knowing they're protected filing false statements under defamation in lawsuits. And then they do it as members of Congress protected with immunity for false statements.
And the Slate article references a study by Jonathan Albright, director of the Tao Center for Digital Journalism at Columbia, who found 9,000 videos on YouTube with titles that are, and I quote, a mixture of shocking, vile, and promotional themes that include rape game jokes, shock reality, social experiments, celebrity pedophilia, false flag rants, and terror-related conspiracy theories dating back to the Oklahoma City attacks in 1995.
You mix terror-related conspiracies in with false flags when Gulf of Tonkin and all these other things are declassified to be staged. Anybody has a right to question that when it's a history of it. Doesn't mean we always think it's fake. We have to look at it.
Every one of your rights has been compromised by a totalitarian state grown to adulthood under your very nose. But the First Amendment is still holding its ground under a hail of globalist arrows, but it can't withstand the assault forever. We are reaching the critical moment. Stand up, America, and reclaim your rights. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Monday, September 30th, 2024. I come to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. We are 35 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 32 seconds. The most important election in world history. Thank you, my friends in America and across the world and all the ships at sea for tuning in to this global transmission. We are promoting a pro-human future. We are Team Humanity. All right. The enemy is now completely out in the open. They want a cashless society, world government, no parental rights. They want to control our bodies. The Democrats here in America, Team Demon, and other leftists around the world, funded by the BlackRock WEF crime syndicate, are saying, we're going to abolish the Supreme Court. We're going to establish a dictatorship to protect democracy. We're going to put you all in jail for your speech to protect freedom. We're going to kill babies past 9 months to protect life. We're going to murder the truth. They are just out in the open. Time to repeal the First Amendment. New Yorker magazine, it's time to torch the Constitution. It goes on and on and on. It's all out in the open. And new video coming up. Wow. Barack Obama's former Canadian ambassador revealed Zoom call where Hollywood celebrities and social media influencers discuss undetectable ways to steal the election in 35 days. They themselves are saying they're going to steal everything for your best interest. Then corporate media attacks Elon Musk when he says these are tyrants. We're in an existential crisis, meaning a death battle for the very life of the republic. Elon Musk declares if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election. Oh, they'll still have ceremonial elections, but like Venezuela, but they won't be real. Elon's 100% on target. Elon Musk declares if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election, says voting Trump is the only way to save the republic. That isn't hype. That is the urgency of where we are. And General Flynn laid out last night in an hour and a half powerful breakdown, wargaming the enemy operations and plans. In fact, we posted that after the live show on X last night. It was extremely powerful, and the clips that were put up front of the interview boil it all down. So I think at the bottom of the hour, you guys grab last night's archive. It's on X. It's 89 minutes long. I want to air the first 5 minutes or so of that coming up later in the hour, so get that. That's what we're going to play. Now, I just want everybody, including myself, to realize and just take a moment take in a couple deep breaths and just get in that quiet place and just really think about where we are and what's at stake. We're not going to have to wait 20, 30, 40 years for the New World Order. We're now living in it. I remember being a child, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, many times, in Austin, Texas, at my grandparents' house, and my grandfather, C.W. Hammond, sitting around the breakfast table talking about the New World Order. And if we don't stop this by the time you're an adult, there'll be a worldwide computer controlling everything you can do and what you can sell. And the homosexuals will be inside the schools sexualizing the children, and the borders will be wide open. And, of course, he knew everything he was talking about because he was smart. That's 40-something years ago. And then my dad's dad, Jerry Jones. Exact same stuff. Because they were informed. And the bookshelves were just full of the Naked Communist and Cleon Skousen and books by other people that were aware of what was going on. And now here we are. I remember being on air 30 years ago. If we don't mobilize and get organized and stop this global UN agenda, why? In a few decades, it'll be here. Well, guess what? My job's a lot easier. And I wish we would have stopped it. We slowed it down some, and it's got big opposition. But you know what? It's in the ring with us, and it's swinging, and it's bloody. We've knocked some of its teeth out, but we're bloody too. And we're in a fight. And I'm getting chills. Man, I go back to everything my uncle talked about, everything my dad talked about, everything my grandfather's talked about. And it was like they were in a time machine and had come to today and seen it all. And they also didn't just come to the year 2024. They'd gone to the year 2035. I remember being like 10 years old, but I had it around the dinner table. Well, the big fraud will be the transhumanist system. They'll say they can upload your brain into a computer, and they'll make everyone accept that it has rights like a corporation, but it really won't be a human. It won't have a soul, but they'll convince everyone that you really live forever through this system, and they're going to give these automatons and robots the same rights as humans. And how did he know all that? Because he was reading their own literature, their own futurist plans. And now you turn on the news. Oh, yeah, soon when you die, they'll upload you into an AI and you'll live forever. So here's the big takeaway, all right? And then I'll get into all the news, the clips, the rest of it. There are so many clips of globalists around the world and right here in the U.S. saying we're going to repeal the entire Bill of Rights Constitution. We're going to abolish the Supreme Court, not just pack it. And we are going to establish a permanent bureaucratic one-party state, Democrat Party coup, and national emergency to protect democracy when that is the complete opposite of that. So they're branding total totalitarianism run by technocrats in a transhumanist death cult whose end game is publicly reducing world population to 500 million. And because they control the central banks and the money, they don't care how unpopular or how evil it is. They intend to enforce it. And because it's so horrible and so bizarre, as it's actually happening and going from beta into operational, it's in launch phase. People just aren't ready for that. And I've used this analogy hundreds of times, it's the best one. When they pulled up at Galapagos Island, 200 years ago or whatever it was, 190 years ago. Look at the actual date, Discovery of Galapagos. The whalers pulled up. And they wrote letters home about what they saw. People didn't believe it. You know, iguanas that swim and giant fat birds running around that are stupid, twice the size of a turkey. And within a couple of years, all the dodo birds were dead. Big, giant, fat, juicy, delicious bird. And had never seen a human, didn't have a predator. You'd walk right over to one with a club and kill it, and then another one would just look at you. No instincts. There's a video in Walmart I saw this morning where a giant fire just burst and flames start exploding and shooting up in the ceiling. And all these women just stand there like 10 feet from the fire going, ugh. Then a few men have instincts and run in and start putting it out. But the point is people don't even move away from the fire. They just keep getting items off the shelf, and they don't even know a 40-foot inferno popping up in front of them is something you might want to move away from. They've been, and like one black guy goes and puts it out because he's got instincts. So that's what, I mean, I liken it. I've used the analogy before. It's like you're in your house and fire shooting out of a room and you just go and decide to brush your teeth or maybe play a game of poker or maybe shine your shoes. And they know they've got a large part of the public, not a majority, but a large portion that's in this trance mode. And they're just like, yeah, we're going to arrest you for your speech now. Yeah, there's going to be a new pandemic. We're going to lock up those that don't agree to stay locked down. We're going to put you in camps. And it's all over the world, the same system. The UN runs it. And you've got all these leaders, and then the head of Google and all of them are just, you know, we're just going to use the UN and America and NATO, and we're going to bring in troops when everything collapses. And then they're collapsing everything by design. And they're bringing in their new world currency. And I'm just sitting here watching it happen. And then there's a nice little touch. I barely made it on air today because the auction company crew arrived and they're going around taking photos of every TV and every light and everything. And people have to put labels on things on their desk, you know, family photos and things that, oh, this isn't owned by InfoWars, for the auction coming up on November 13th. And it's not money to pay people damages I owe. That was all rigged. No, they don't want money. They said, we want you closed. And I don't sit there and go, oh, poor me or the poor crew, though the crew's great, and I feel for them and all the listeners. It's emblematic. It's the climate we're in. We're the canary in the coal mine of what's coming for everybody. And again, you're not going to have to wait 5 years for it or 30 years, the old-timers. Because, see, we're not in the old times. We're, you know, I remember reading all the, you know, having all the experts on, William F. Jasper, all those guys that are still around, and I'd be like, well, when will they really have the world government going? And they're like, well, 2020 is when they go out of beta and operational, and by 2025 they'll start banning all your rights and dissolving all the borders, and then they'll start arresting it, because it's all in documents. And it, there's nothing worse than, like, a book that's a battle plan, And they're following it. And you go, let's see the next page. And you say, okay, yeah. And then the next one. It's like having a program for a play. And you've got the different acts, the different scenes. And you're, okay, coming up next. Hamlet talks to the skull. Or, you know, coming up next. Captain Ahab jumps on top of Moby Dick and sticks a spear in him, a harpoon. Or next, Romeo meets Juliet. Or next, Romeo and Juliet commit suicide. You know, you're. And John Kerry's like, oh, we got to protect freedom. We got to ban the First Amendment. I put in the Obama deception their plans by the year 2023 to be closing farms around the world and ranches, and now they're doing it. People would watch Obama deception. I'm showing the documents from the UN. They're like, oh, come on. And then now it's just right on time. Hell, you can almost set your watch by it. And let me tell everybody what happens once the cashless society is in place. They're going to release way deadlier viruses than COVID. They're going to release way more deadly shots. And people already put up with 30-plus million dead from the shots, so now it's going to be, you know, hundreds of millions dead from the next shot. And you'll just be like, well, I didn't die, but my wife or husband did, or my kid did, or the neighbor did. Well, I just, you know, if I comply, I still get universal basic income put on my phone. And, okay, well, you know, oh, well, if you criticize it, you know, they take you away because you can't have folks putting out disinformation. And they just think they're going to orderly have you do all this. And they're going to kill you and your family. You understand, they want to murder you. And people go, whoa, this guy's scary. He can't be on air. I can't be on air right now in their view because it's all going to happen just like I told you. And that's why in the federal filings, they don't want to just take InfoWars off the air. They're claiming they own my name, everything I ever did, which clearly the law doesn't say they can do, but they don't care. This is the new system. Because I could go off the air today. If you've got a hard drive of what I said 25 years ago or 10 years ago or today, and you're watching this a year from now, as fast as this is starting to move, it is going to be so powerful. And they know that. Because they want you in the future to be believing the latest propaganda for why they're doing each increment. They don't want you to look at things in its totality of the whole of where you were, where you are, and where they're taking you. So, you've got to become independent. That doesn't mean a bunch of money. It means food, water, a farm if you can, or work with folks that have a farm. Maybe you're a doctor. Maybe you're an auto mechanic. Maybe you're an electrician. You can move to the country with people that are being sustainable. I mean, really sustainable. When you hear globalist sustainable, it means not sustainable. And you've got to understand, you've got to fight in the info war to slow the globalists and wake people up. But you've also got to then go into rear guard actions and get ready, because if we don't get President Trump in and we don't get all these populist groups in, which is happening, we're actually winning. It's why the enemy's so desperate. Then they're going to continue to carry out the next phases, and the next phases are so horrible that I did a great job the last 30 years about covering all the phases that were coming and the current phase we're in. And I've talked some about the final phase that we're entering. And it's so horrible that I have shied away from it. Now, I remember a couple of years ago seeing the video they were just showing. I forget the name of it. What's the name of that great animation that the guy's even an animator, but he made it, and it's a big hit? Beyond the Reset. Beyond the Reset. In fact, re-upload that to Al Realix Jones and just say, coming next. Or say, this is not science fiction. This is a documentary about the future. This is not science fiction. This is a documentary about the future if we don't stop it. Put it up with that headline. And I get the Canadian guy on who made it, and he said, oh, you actually inspired it hearing your shows about what they're going to do. And so just for me talking, he saw the future, which is in their actual plans. And this is the future, Beyond the Reset, where you're locked up, and they're slowly killing everybody around you, but they make you opt in to be killed, and then robots take your dead body away. Now, we're not there yet, but they're building these facilities everywhere, and this is actually what they'll do. The next phase will be a huge attack. We'll kill hundreds of millions with an actual virus, then hundreds of millions with the shots, but then the mega attack where they kill almost everybody comes after that. So they've done beta. Now they're going to hit us with a operational test as a probe, and then the big attack comes. So, everyone listening, most of you will be dead, whether it's a year, 5 years from now. The timelines can change, but it's all been planned out. Your death, how to liquidate your body and then use it for fertilizer. Everything's been actuaried, all war planned down to the final little piece that any humans are allowed to live will be factory grown humanoids. That will just serve as automatons for the globalist, biomechanical androids. And this is the brave new world. Huxley wrote about it in 31, published in 32. In 61, before he died, he wrote Brave New World Revisited, gave speeches. You can watch them, listen to them. Just type in Huxley's Brave New World Revisited, Berkeley speech or others. And he says, no, this will be the plan by the 2020s. They would like to begin the implementation of it. And they're doing it. So it's a big long-term plan. And if you want to be killed and slowly tortured before they do that, then you can just continue to say you choose not to believe what I'm saying. But the good news is we put the alarm out. We've warned the people. And a lot of folks are listening now and understanding what we're facing. And the globalist plan is now falling apart. The problem is they're crazy and we'll just try to accelerate it. And Hillary has said that a huge October surprise will come. And she's saying it will distort and pervert Kamala Harris. But then she implies there'll be other October surprises that damage Trump. So when she talks, it's a double-edged meaning. I want to get into what that means and play that clip and so much more. But before we go to break, we are in the fight of fights of fights right now. Whatever happens to InfoWars, whether we get a good buyer and survive or not, I intend to continue on, but I cannot do it without capital. So if you want marching orders, if you choose to be with us and continue on one of the most important, or not the most important, outlets in the fight against the enemy, I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a fundraiser shirt that's more than the other shirts. It's $50, a classic InfoWars, deep red on navy blue. It's a striking shirt. People love it. With a red American flag on the right arm with InfoWars.com. And by getting the shirt, you either know you saved InfoWars if it survives, which we hope to do and we're working hard to do, or you know you help with the launch of 2.0. But I need capital, plus these are great shirts. The regular shirts are between $30 and $34, made in America, beautiful, high quality, from the top, one of the top designers in the country, Bigley, thealexjonesstore.com. But when you get the Save Alex Jones broadcast shirt, it's $50, and that goes to my legal bills because I have been liquidated, had absolutely nothing as of 2 months ago, and now I'm out of bankruptcy. Personally, though I'm being hunted by the globalist, they didn't give me a discharge, but I have to have capital to fund so they can't steal my name, which they're trying in court. And they're trying, so you can't do that. We're not in Kansas anymore. And so they can try to get my social media and the rest of it. And I also need to do a lot of other stuff. I'll leave it at that. This is go hour. And I want to thank those that have supported. I want to encourage those of you on the fence. This is the time to go all in and buying a t-shirt to try to save the country and the world. You can't bet on a better place. I humbly ask everyone who's been on the fence, just make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition fundraiser t-shirt. And one way or another, I won't give up. I won't sell out. I can't be bought, but I could give out. So I'm asking for your aid and comfort. I'm asking for your succor. I'm asking for your backing humbly now, and I will fight to the end. I will never surrender. I pledge my name, my honor, my treasure, my family, on the altar of liberty. I have sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance to all forms of tyranny, but I need your help. I want to thank you, and I want to encourage everybody to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Thealexjonesstore.com right now. And get the ball caps, the t-shirts, all of it. And I want to thank those that have. And also, my dad's company with great supplements, drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. Those are the coordinates to keep the info war rolling forward. They want to shut us down, but you're not going to let them.
Nothing. High news. Black rolling.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props. The Alex Jones Store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing: I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out, and I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props for fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style prints. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to finish something I was saying there at the end of the other segment, that I'm going to get into the most important news ever. We've stayed on air for the epic attempted globalist coup against America. When they finally move into pure totalitarianism, they have to go, well, of course we're going to arrest people that criticize us. Of course we're going to get rid of the Supreme Court, not just pack it. Well, of course we're going to ban free speech. Well, of course we're going to have world government. Well, of course we're going to force inject you. Of course we're going to do all. I mean, they have to normalize it. And it's not going to get any better, folks, denying it. It's not going to get any better. Look at human history, all the tyrannies and all the corruption. That's more common than liberty. Liberty's very rare. And now you've got all these tools that evil has that it didn't have before. Now, we have tools as well. And if people's hobby was battling tyranny instead of bowling, and I like bowling too, I do it some. My point is that's all they care about. You polish the balls, they're in the league. I can't be bothered with politics. Well, it's bothering you. You don't believe in the devil. The devil believes in you. It's coming after you. So I was talking about supporting us earlier, and I went to break and thought, that's not even strong enough. Do you understand they are trying to get through me to get to you? You understand epic history is happening right now. You understand the enemies of freedom hate this broadcast because I believe in you. And they hate your guts, and they fear you. And they want to cut you off for being able to communicate and know what's happening and communicate with others. This is epically important. And I'm not mad at anybody, but it shows the mindset of even people that tune in by the tens of millions a day and less than 1% buy anything. Forget Alex Jones. If the millions of people that tune into this every day made it their focus to fight tyranny and to support Trump and Tucker and Elon Musk and me and others, like you support having a fancy car or something, we'd beat the New World Order. So again, I need to see major support. We could be shut down in 44 days here. And I worked till 9 o'clock at night last night. I'm not complaining. I worked almost all of Saturday, almost all Sunday, and I love my children. I love my 7-year-old daughter. And I'm usually with her a lot. I can't because she'll lose everything in the future if we don't beat this. That's what I'm saying. This is existential. This is the big one. This is the end of America and crazy tyrants taking control. You think they're bad now. You've not seen anything. I mean, this is serious. You think when General Flynn's in here with me, he talked about it. He doesn't know. They win. They're coming after us big time. And I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about the children, folks. These people want to destroy their futures, destroy their innocence. We've got to stand for the children. We've got to expose the next pandemic and the next UN treaty and everything. We're kicking their ass. That's why they're desperate. We forced them out in the open. They're accelerating because they're behind. We're winning. We have the initiative. But people got to understand we're in a war for the future. Now, here's an example. I have a legal emergency that I got to make a decision on right now. I was with lawyers and CPAs till 9 o'clock last night on Sunday night. I've got to get off the air right now to deal with this phone call because I'm in charge. I make the decisions. And I'm not bragging. It's all God working through us. But I've survived attacks longer than anybody except Trump. Everybody else, they get quick. I have to make the decisions. So I have to go off air. It's okay. The Tucker Carlson intro was great. We'll play a little bit of that. I should get done with this quick. And I'll be back. And I promise I'll hit all of this. But this is a microcosm of them frustrating me and trying to keep me away from my mission to draw me off where I've got to defend the platform instead of using the platform to attack the enemy. And share the article. Share the videos. Take clips of the show. Re-upload it. Send it out on your email list, your text message. Say this is forbidden information. The enemy's moving mountains to stop this information. I can't do it without you. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. Get the fundraiser shirt. Get the other shirts. I want to thank those that have, but others that haven't, what are you thinking? This is about you and your future. This is about backing those that will stand and fight as an example. The enemy sees us as a Roman standard. They want to take down. Support the alexjonesstore.com, infowarsstore.com, DrJonesNichols.com. Those are the coordinates. I'm asking you to make the right decision. I'm begging you for all our futures together to take action. But regardless, pray for the broadcast. Regardless, share the videos and articles and get aggressive about it. And again, I want to salute those that have kept us on air and salute the crew. Here's the Tucker Carlson. I'll be right back.
Deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech Megan Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In the summer of 2001, said, you need to call the White House right now because planes are going to hit the World Trade Center and they're going to blame it on Osama bin Laden. He said that. I've seen the tape. You can look it up. Why didn't the U.S. government call Alex Jones and say, how could you have not? Clearly you're a prophet of some kind. We need you in this global war on terror because clearly you can see things that nobody else can see. That's incredible. Have you even met anybody who's predicted something like that? No, you haven't. Like, I've never met anyone. I've met everybody. I've never met anybody who did anything like that. But instead of celebrating Alex Jones for making the most unbelievable call in the history of the news business, they said about the FBI sets about trying to destroy him. And so begins this incredible saga of lies about Alex Jones, which you probably all heard about. I'm not going to relitigate it, but that was the FBI that did that. And they try to bankrupt Alex Jones. They try to put Alex Jones in prison. Why would you put the guy who called that in prison? This guy is clearly on the side of the United States. He's trying to help our country. So that fact, if there's only one thing you know about Alex, everything I said is 100% true, by the way. I'm not guessing, but this is a fact. If there's one thing to know about Alex Jones, it's that. And on the basis of that, I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met. And so I am proud to have him. Not having him here because it's like naughty. Ooh, Alex Jones. It's like, no. I'm proud to know Alex Jones. I'm proud to know the person who tried to warn the country about the worst terror attack in our history and was persecuted for it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones. Just makes me laugh. Alex Jones, so controversial. Love God, love America, love freedom. Oh, you're so radical.
and Tucker, Alex, the one thing I always give Alex props for that no one ever gives him credit for, Alex Jones has stood against war for 30 years every single day of his career.
Do you feel that the hope that in the end there's victory? Do you really feel that?
Barring the globalists starting a nuclear war. But then they'll still get beat in that process. Those of us survive will dig them out of their holes. Their bunkers will be their tombs. But other than them trying to start World War III, which we're very close to, other than end of the world stuff, our trajectory's victory. All over the world, populists are winning. All over the world, the incumbents are getting thrown out. All over the world, I mean, you go to a comment on Instagram where they even try to censor.
And Bill Gates does an interview, and there'll be 20 million views, and I'll read for an hour and can't find one person that isn't exposing him. Klaus Schwab had to step down as the head of the WEF. The globalists are hated. They just had their big Davos meeting earlier this year about getting trust back. And I watched the Clinton Foundation with Chelsea up there at her gala going, everyone hates us now more than ever. What do we do? We've got to censor them more. And Hillary crawls out from under a rock. We'll start arresting Americans for their speech. That'll teach them. I'll get you and your little dog, too. We have forced them out in the open. They're weak. The mask is off. And now the sleeping giant is awakened.
Everything you've said about the chemical poisoning of the human body is now just kind of accepted. Like, is it weird to see science catch up to you?
Well, I mean, look. What happened, and I knew what they were doing. This is like 15 years ago. I did like an hour-long analysis from South African University and a university in Japan, a university of, I think, Rice in Houston, and the University of Berkeley in California, that just a little bit of atrazine would bend the gender of almost all the frogs, sterilize a lot of them, and turn a large portion of them where they would try to have sex with males. It confused them so much in their development as embryos floating around in the creek or pond. And so I did all that science. Then I said, listen, this isn't about hating gay people or something. This is about chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. And I went on to say, and then their populations collapse and they die. And the frogs are a microcosm of us. Well, then within 2 weeks, every late night comedy show, every one of them came out and did a monologue and attacked me. And then it turned out later that they were being directed by major foundations and the CIA. They even later bragged, oh yeah, Chuck E. Schumer, we work with a body with him and a foundation. They actually came to them with a script that said attack Alex Jones because they went, ignore the hour of serious stuff he talked about, make it a joke. So their joke about frogs made it blow up even bigger in their face. But you have to understand, they know people don't believe the news anymore, at least for 20 years. So it's the nightly comedy shows that are totally written by the globalists, and they give the comedy writers what they want them to do. And so whenever you see them, like, oh, look, the shots are good. We're all getting them. Take 10. It all works wonderful. Arrest Donald Trump. That's literally the CIA, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation assaulting you when you're at home drinking a beer trying to watch some comedy. And so that's, I mean, people think I predicted, God, he was right. The frogs are all turning gay. And then they're dying, you know. No, it's been known forever. But they even had, people didn't believe me when I talked about it when I was reading the documents because we weren't on TV then. I'm reading this on air and people are thinking that they weren't all getting MIT quarterly. Then MIT about 7 years ago, look this up. Humanoid hybrid chimeras are gestating at facilities across the United States. And it goes on to say, part pig, part human, part cow, part human, so they won't be rejected by the cows that are growing them. They then harvest the organs, they harvest the stem cells, and they've got facilities now with thousands of cows per facility with humanoids growing in them. And this is in the literature, and they don't like me because I go, here's the literature, but they won't let you on the basis. And let me tell you, with the spider goats 25 years ago, I call up one of the places in New York where they've got goats that are part spider, okay? And their milk makes body armor. And I get the head guy, a private contractor in the Pentagon. He's happy. Like, he comes on. 2 days later, he calls back. He goes, the Pentagon's really mad. They didn't even tell him it was classified. They're going to kill me if you don't take down that interview, okay? So you're hearing all this. Look up spider goats, 30-year-old stuff, okay? All of this, so as good as I tell you stuff is, it's also bad because there's a breakaway civilization that's really in like the year 2045, according to their estimates. They've already got way more advanced AI, everything else. But they can't get full control of the human population yet because in an hour, if we wanted to tear up all the equipment and the AI systems and shut it down, we could. It's not that it's bad in of itself. It's how it's being deployed against us. That's why they've got to get rid of the farms and the ranches and the gardens and people knowing how to build things and do things. They've got to make us obsolete first, and then they're going to release the real bioweapons that kill the majority of people. That's why COVID was just a drill. They admit it was to get us locked down. So when they release the real bioweapon, you just stay at home and die like you're supposed to. But we're not going to do it. And if they release the big bioweapon, we know who to go after, Bill Gates. We'll get you in your bunker. And Zuckerberg will bring you to justice legally and lawfully through the court system. And if you look at the politicians and Democrats particularly,
They are not connected to reality. So to them, everything human is scary. They want sanitized, shrunken. I mean, if you look at Democrat Party politicians, they look like a demonic spider sucked their life force out. So these are...
Wait. I'm sorry. I want you to stop. When you look at a Democratic politician, they look like a demonic spider sucked their life force out. I just want to acknowledge that as a great description.
And you've been around them in person, so have I. I mean, the vibes, I mean, 20 feet from Hillary, you repel. It's up there like jack-o'-lantern. I can't make face. I mean, horrifying. And they're slithering around.
I'm not really sure how Kamala Harris became the Democratic nominee, went in like one day from being someone everybody made fun of to being the most heroic figure in human history. I'm still kind of bewildered by it, but I would be interested in your take on Kamala Harris. Who is Kamala Harris and how'd she get here?
That's a great question. Well, Kamala Harris got the same amount of votes in the primaries as Ronald McDonald, which is zero. Kamala Harris is a soulless, truly empty flesh bag who was admittedly a sex operative. It's clear that Kamala Harris was a political sex operative. Willie Brown's talked about it, all of it. And then she was so soulless it would put innocent people in prison.
All right, I just dealt with that emergency problem. And at some point, I'm going to be able to tell everybody about this. But the Democratic Party is openly in federal court trying to buy this operation at the auction and trying to make sure it stays in the auction, that they own Alex Jones, the name, and they own my real Alex Jones account on X. And again, if you're a new viewer, that doesn't sound real. You can just Reuters, AP, Sandy Hook families want Alex Jones's social media and his name. So that, and anywhere I go, they say, you can't be Alex Jones anymore. We now own you. It's a violation of the 13th Amendment. It's slavery. You're like, that's impossible. They're taking 8-year-olds away from families that the school's brainwashed. They're really a girl and they're a boy and they want to get fast tracked to be sterilized. And the parents tell them that's not right. And it's child abuse and the child's taken in many states. That doesn't sound real, right? The Pentagon's got a project that's in the news to create synthetic meat and ban cows. Doesn't sound real. It's happening. There's federal initiatives here and in other countries where all the new housing being built in many areas is 250 square foot coffins that you live in. And then you pay way more percentage wise for what you get. And they call it, you know, liberal and loving. In the UK, and I didn't see it on my list, but I posted it on X yesterday, so grab it. Or maybe it's there, but I missed it. It's an old woman at her house. She's lived for many years. But the code enforcers are able to say, because the house isn't in perfect upkeep, that they're going to take the house and force the sale to Muslim invaders. And then so there's a housing shortage in the UK, so they take your house, kick you out, using code enforcement, because the invaders are going to get a government grant to fix the house. Oh, some of your roof needs to be repaired. Well, I don't have money. I'm a pensioner. Well, you're out on the street, old lady. Remember the videos 10 years ago in Italy, the old man crying in his little hotel? Three generations. The North Africans come in. They kick the guest out and say, now these people live here. And by the way, you don't get paid. And he's crying because he just had his home commandeered. You know, that's in the Constitution, it's in the Bill of Rights, that you can't quarter troops or have standing armies inside the U.S. because the British would come up and say, everybody out of your house, we're going to live in here. Well, now they quarter foreigners in people's houses or in your sports stadium. Remember all the cases in Texas and Illinois and New York, California, where you'd have a middle school, high school. They'd say, well, no football this year, or no volleyball, or, you know, gym class is canceled. Illegal aliens are going to live in there now. And you got the mothers on TV. Well, we're in a high crime area, and what keeps my sons out of trouble is the after school athletics, and they just canceled that.
And I got to work as a janitor till 6 p.m. every night. And then it takes me an hour to get home. And I'm worried about my sons. They're going to get killed. Remember those clips? I mean, this is sick. And it's all about seeing what they can make us take. And that's where we are. And I have to sit here and decide, well, I got to go file objections in federal court. Because if I don't have the lawyers and we don't do the briefings and we don't go fight them and I don't oppose it, they got a precedent to not just take my name and not just take my social media, but take yours. Remember, Alex Jones is a test case. They chose me. They've said on the news. We tested on him. They experiment on me. And I'm not a victim. At one level, I love it. Because I asked for this fight. I took them on. I wanted to hurt the globalists. I wanted to turn things around. I wanted to protect the innocents. It's an instinct with me. It's a spirit. But the other side doesn't like being shut down and doesn't like being messed with. But you know what? I asked for this. We're all in God's plan, but that's why I humbly ask you to realize where we are and how epic and urgent and existential, life-threatening to not just the future of the Republic, but your very life, your very bodily autonomy with these scumbags coming after everything, with their poison shots and the medical martial law and the UN treaties. And again, they're all over TV. Oh, we're going to have UN troops. We're going to have NATO controlling. Oh, we're going to arrest everybody. Oh, we're going to put you in jail for your speech. They're passing laws in California. John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, they're Tampon Tim. They're all on TV. You don't have a First Amendment if we say it's disinfo. And they define disinfo as anything truthful. So I'm going to reset, start the next hour, and I'm going to drill through these articles that I've mentioned in detail. I'm going to open the phones up for all of you ahead of Ezra Levant. He's flown down here from Canada. He's got Rebel Media, great journalist, great organization. Talk about the state of the world and where this is all going. And then I'll continue to broadcast into the fourth hour today. But when Elon Musk declares if Trump is not elected, quote, if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election, says voting Trump is the only way to save America. That's not hyperbole. That's not hype. That's exactly where we are. And it's actually worse than he's saying, because then you've got to define what they're going to do to us once they get full control. So this isn't a game. This is an entertainment show. You're not watching a movie here. I know most of you know that. This is a war. Find your survival instinct. Find your life force. Cry out to God for guidance and get fired up. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two. Please, Paul Revere's, spread the live links at Real Alex Jones now. Do it now.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym
with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So there's something called declared national emergencies. Declared national emergencies. And if I was to ask you, you know, do we have any declared national emergencies in this country right now? You kind of, most people would go, I don't know, it'd go right over your heads. We actually have 43, so 43 current declared national emergencies that are on the books. And a president of the United States can enact any one of them. What does it mean? It means that if a president of the United States wants to trigger that state of emergency, it then triggers an additional 150 statutes or laws. All the president has to do is say, pull the trigger. Okay, and once they pull the trigger, 150 laws kick in, and those statutes that when they kick in, it gives extraordinary power. It gives the power to the president, and then the president can push that power down to their various cabinet ministries. Like Department of Agriculture can declare all farms are now going to be owned by the United States government. They can declare all banks. They can shut banks down, or they can shut you down in your banks.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
America has basically gangrene, a bacterial infection that's eating our flesh. And broadcasts like InfoWars are penicillin. And if we don't get penicillin into the blood, they plan to purge the living hell out of this country and just do stuff that will make the Soviet Union look like a walk in the park. And I want to be 100% clear with viewers. Do you understand that that's not hype? And I want to make something very clear. The globalists want to target everybody, including their own idiot followers. It was mainly their followers that got poisoned with the shots and the rest of it. They're just people that don't realize they're under attack. They're first on the dinner menu. Those of us fighting them are in the way. And I, look, I've got hundreds of articles, hundreds of incredible clips. I've got Tim Walz being booed everywhere and Kamala being booed and Trump being loved at huge Alabama games. That's all red meat. It shows he's really way ahead and, of course, going to win unless they steal it. But that's still kind of mainline conservative stuff. The good news is I can see the urgency and the real understanding that the globalists want us dead, the globalists want to kill us, the globalists want to depopulate us, the globalists want to totally conquer us, and the way to really do that is just genocide people. And I'm seeing Elon Musk, Trump, Tucker Carlson now sound just like me. And it's not because they're even following what I'm saying, though they do listen. It's that they can see it with their own eyeballs. And I've always talked about this paradox, and it sounds crazy to say all these horrible things, even though it's happening. But then the people warning about it are the ones that they say are crazy. It's like you see these cases every day in the news. Here's one famous one. There's lawsuits over it. L.A., upscale South Korean spa. And Koreans, like the Russians and everybody else, like big steam baths, naked, big hot tubs. They have a men's area and a women's area. And the women get naked with the women, and the men, you know, go naked into them like everybody has in culture, back to the Romans, everything. And then you have transgender men who don't even look like women. I've seen them on the news. Big old guys with big beards and huge penises walk in with Korean women who've been with one man in their life. Grandma's there. The little girls are there. They're all in a hot tub. And here comes a dude with a, you know, giant pecker, And he gets in the water with them, and they all freak out and run. And the media is like, how dare them not like it? And then the pervert sues. And you're like, that doesn't even sound real. But you all know it's a real story. Pull it up. So they've captured our children. They're capturing our country. They're capturing our souls. They have these big pedo parades where they march the kids out in front of the parade as they're captured slaves. That doesn't sound real, but it is real. And we got to talk about it. And we got to deal with it. All right? I mean, this is real evil, folks. It's making its move. I'm going to cover it all and take your call straight ahead.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style prints. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
I want to do, and I really should be doing more of this because I enjoy your calls and the listeners like it, and people should be able to sound off more. And here in the last 44 days or whatever, guys, do the math. How long is it until November 13th? That's when InfoWars goes up for sale, and if we don't get somebody good that overbids, and I've got mainstream news, corporate media today. George Soros is putting in a bid, or they say they are, through Media Matters. They say that they want to get it to harass me and try to claim they own me and have a legal standing to come after me. And that's just a symptom of the disease of tyranny. But it shows you where we are and why they were so desperate 12 weeks ago without a court order. The Justice Department had the U.S. trustee in the case because the Justice Department came and got involved in the case. They can do that. Order this place shut down without a court order. Now, the judge fired them. When it happened, took them 2 weeks to have a hearing. Never seen anything like it. And did I say, oh, poor me then? No, I said that day. In fact, I did it that Friday, that Saturday, that Sunday, that Monday. And Monday we had Laura Logan on, and I just kept saying to Laura Logan, in fact, I want Abdu or somebody or one of the crew, find the clip. I said like 15 times. I said, listen, Laura, this isn't about me. They're getting ready for a coup and to kill Trump. They want me, the Justice Department, without a court order, tried to shut this place with armed security, and they refused to. I said, where's the order? I'm calling the police. They said, yeah, we need an order. They called the head of the security company. What are we told to do here? That wasn't about me, people. That's martial law. And when you're getting ready to do something like kill the president, you want somebody off air who will come out day one and say it's an inside job. They stood down, which is now confirmed, in Mar-a-Lago and in Pennsylvania. In Florida and in Butler, Pennsylvania. So everybody's like, wow, you're really freaked out about getting shut down. I said, I'm not freaked out about that. That means the enemy's launched their offensive. Good God. Paul Revere wasn't running around down the roads in New England saying the British have landed because he was worried about him. He was warning everybody the damn British had landed. God Almighty. I mean, do you get it? This is it. This is the big one. There's no doubt about it. The deep state is going to stage false flags, shoot down Trump's plane with a surface terror missile and say Iran did it. General Flynn told you it'll be the deep state did it. He said last night, no doubt they're the ones behind it.
God, what a powerful 89-minute interview. That's how long the thing is, commercial-free. And I don't even have the crew. The last CRO crushed us, took all our money away, hired people, and then the crew's great. But a third of the crew we've got as video editors and uploaders have all just had babies, so I'm glad we're breeding prodigiously up here, but we don't even have people to do it. So, a lot of life around here. It's a good sign of things, isn't it? But somebody's got to go into the Flynn interview where he talks about, no doubt, the deep state tried to kill Trump. General Flynn says, no doubt, deep state was behind Trump assassinations. Boom. 5-minute clip, 10 million views, move the ball, move the needle. So, listeners, I don't have the people. You've got to go to the Flynn interview on X. You've got to get the clips. Tweet them at me, I'll repost them. You've got to be the InfoWars army now. And whatever happens to me, if they indict me or kill me in second-minute suicide, which I would never do, if I do die of suicide, they killed me. You need to download these shows. You need to save them because they're going to become ultra-green. Something that's time-sensitive and only interesting at the time is not evergreen. Something that's always interesting is evergreen. A movie like The Godfather or 2001 Space Odyssey or the Bible. But what's ultra-green, a term I invented? Ultra-green gets better with time. These broadcasts and everything we've talked about with our guests and everybody are ultra-green. They get better with time. They don't just stand the test. They get more powerful. So we're entering a phase, if we don't get Trump in, and even still then he's being handed a total disaster, and they'll keep trying to kill him. So don't put all your eggs in that basket, though God's hands on Trump. Pray for Trump. One of the most important things you can do, obviously. But we're entering a phase, if the enemy's able to do the internet shutdown and the big false flags and go into full martial law, the resistance is big. We're going to beat them. But it's going to be a long, protracted situation in most war games that I and others have done. But I can tell you, in the future, having these shows recorded where you can show them individually with people will be worth its weight in diamonds. For freedom in the future. This broadcast in the future, if the enemy is able to sweep, I like it to a surfer gets hit by a big wave and gets sucked down under. Just hold your breath. You're going to get popped out. Maybe 10 seconds, maybe a minute. Hold your breath, relax. You're going to get shot back out. But if you panic and gulp water, you're going to die. So I hope we can get above this wave. But if we get under the wave, then you just got to be cool like Fonzie. And know that what they're doing is pure evil, totally illegal, totally satanic, and it's not going to work. Never has long term, never will, and the dog ain't going to hunt here, for sure. But that's where we are. We go from horrible, terrible, rough future to just total disaster, mass death, total extermination. So we got a rough road to go down if we do the right thing and count our lucky stars. It goes from really rough times to just revelation level evil, which is what it's going to be. So all the candy asses and the establishment churches and all the mainline conservatives and everybody that just thinks that the good times are going to keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Like the Cars song, let the good times roll. Maybe we should play that in a minute. Let them throw you around. Oh, my God. But, you know, it was the good times put us to sleep. The good times made us forget what's really important. So I want to open the phones up on all the different Democrats on TV saying we're going to ban free speech. We're going to arrest everybody. We're going to put people in camps. We're going to abolish the Supreme Court, which is an executive state coup. That's on Bill Maher. They're passing laws to arrest you for memes in California. They're trying to pass laws to ban your gas stove. I mean, it's just everything. They're coming for everything. They're passing laws to take your kids away and cut their genitals off. They're passing laws to keep babies alive for 9 months and harvest their organs.
And they deny it when it's been passed by at least 15 states, including Tampon Tim State, Minnesota. So we're here. And it's only going to get worse until people wake up. And you will wake up one way or another. You may wake up when the drones are flying down the street and the big trash trucks, robot driven, are pulling up and getting the dead bodies and your wife and kids are dead. And for some reason, you're immune to the new virus and you're sitting there with the electricity off and no food and half the city's dead. Just go pray to Jesus, repent that you didn't wake up and take action and get your heart right. And then realize you're not going to hurt the system getting in a firefight with the cops, whose their family will be mainly dead. And just know that often luxurious places, people like Zuckerberg will be in their bunkers while we're all dying. But our people are everywhere. And they're watching the enemy. And when we all jump on their private jets this week, next month, a year from now, whatever it is, and the private airports are full of all the establishment and their minions loaded up with all their crap flying off to their armored fortresses, that's another key to know when they're about to pull the trigger on a new bioweapon or a nuclear war. But after the dust settles, we know where to get the medicine and food we need as survivors, don't we? And that's what matters at the end. Is we will get these people. I may not be around for it, and a lot of you won't be around for it. But don't get on the bus when they tell you they're relocating you for your safety when all the food and energy's off. Because you go to that forced labor camp, you ain't ever coming back. This is how it works in history. Happens all the time. People forget freedom. They don't stand up for themselves. And the tyrants take over. And they don't just not care about you. They hate you. They want to hurt you. I always hear, oh, the New World Order doesn't care about the people. Oh, the Democrats don't care. Oh, they do care. They love partying and taking drugs and getting their hair done and flying around on private jets while your kids are all locked up in the house with you and you're going bankrupt. They enjoy hurting you. It makes them enjoy their lives so much more. And hey, only people you got to blame is yourself, right? I mean, I'm not saying you're to blame. They obviously are the really bad people, but hey, I get it. You know, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of movies to see, a lot of concerts, a lot of, I'll let somebody else handle that. Well, the New World Order is going to handle you. And they're making their move. You're like, well, they'll never get away with that. I mean, this is America. Have you looked around, boys and girls, at where we are and how fast things are going downhill? Yeah, 12 states are planning to ban the sale of gas-powered cars. CNET News. Well, you just get an electric car. Oh, sorry, there'll be energy shortages. I don't have electricity for them. See how that works? Oh, you can have a car. There'll just be no energy for it. Isn't that sweet? Because that's the most basic way to control you is take everything away from you. And then you're a domesticated animal. Then you're a slave. You're like a fish in a fish tank, and if it don't get fed, it dies. And they like that control. They like having you on a real short leash. You like people watching you and controlling you and telling you what to do, and they own your body, they own your kids, they tell you what you're going to eat, where you're going to go. You want to live under a social credit score? Well, they're getting it going for you. And see, the alternative is freedom and liberty. But you got to decide that you actually care. And for so many people, like the video I showed last hour, there's a big fire in Walmart, and the women just stare at it, just keep shopping. They're not worried a giant fire is about to engulf them. It's like that famous video out of California with a huge fire raging just 100 yards away, and the men just keep playing golf. Oh, that big fire is on the other side of the highway. That's not going to jump the highway and bother me. Big fire shooting up to the ceiling. Women are just looking at the produce, reading the labels. Oh, yeah. walking right by the fire. I'll let somebody else put it out. You know, I'm not worried about anything.
Take it to the front, Joe. I got to get the footage.
All right, I don't want to give the phone number out, the toll-free number to join us. Just put 10 on the board because I don't want anybody on hold next hour when Ezra Levance in the studio. The question is, what do you make of the Democrats openly in their coup against liberty, openly in their coup against all of our basic bedrock freedoms, openly announcing they want to abolish everything in the name of liberty, total inversion of reality, Hillary's October surprise? She had a double meaning. She's like, oh, well, it's going to hurt Kamala, but there'll be one that hurts Trump. Yeah, another assassination attempt. Maybe they kill Trump. A war. Got a clip of Hillary coming up. Hillary Clinton predicts big October surprise that will distort and pervert Kamala Harris. Hey, let's go ahead and roll that clip right now. Here it is.
Brief final question. You liken yourself to Cassandra, the Greek mythological figure who could see the future and the prophecies, but was never believed. Putting that Cassandra hat on for the moment, but we're listening. What is something you see happening in the near future that we should be taking more seriously?
Well, I do think that the press needs a consistent narrative. I mean, the press is not supporting Trump blatantly, very persistently. The press is trying to be the press, be objective, be, you know, reporting the facts. The press needs a consistent narrative about the danger that Trump poses. Because, you know, people may still look at the danger and say, I don't care. It doesn't affect me. I'm going to vote for X, Y, or Z. But, okay. But at least people need to be woken up and given the facts about what he has done, is saying, and would do. And I anticipate that, you know, something will happen in October, as it always does. You know, the Russians, as I said earlier, are very active in this election. We know the Iranians are active as well. Chinese uses TikTok, or they certainly did against Biden and for Trump. I think they're a little less
total crap
pro-Trump right now. So you look at where people get their information, and they get their information largely from social media. And so the campaign is doing the best job it can to combat that, combat both domestic and foreign false disinformation. But I anticipate there will be a full court press in October. The digital airwaves will be filled. And why does that matter? Because the press that is pro-Trump anyway, oftentimes stories are put on digitally that then are picked up by, let's say, at Fox and others. And then those stories are stories, so the mainstream press reports on them, and so that story then takes on a life of its own. There will be concerted efforts to distort and pervert Kamala Harris, who she is, what she stands for, what she's done. I mean, look, I mean, the crazy story about me running a child trafficking operation out of a basement of a pizzeria, don't laugh. It was a huge story, and it got one young man in North Carolina to get in his car with his, you know, assault rifle and drive up to liberate these non-existent children and shoot up a pizzeria in Washington, D.C. This is dangerous stuff. It starts online, often on the dark web. It migrates. It's picked up by the pro-Trump media. It's then reported on by everybody else, which makes sure it has about 100% coverage. And people believe it. So I don't know what it's going to be, but it will be something, and we'll have to work very, very hard to make sure that it is exposed as the lie that it is.
So what she's saying there is anything exposing us, cover it up, don't believe it, just like the Hunter Biden laptop that wasn't his info. And again, it was CNN and the New York Times when we had the WikiLeaks of Podesta and them and Aleister Crowley rituals, quote, the 7-year-old kids and 8-year-old kids will be in the hot tub at the farmhouse for your entertainment. And we got $50,000+ of hot dogs being delivered to Obama. That's gay prostitute code word. And it's all in there. And so they had 4chan, their operatives, say it was all at a pizza place to divert off onto that. They kill a story with a story.
So here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're in the coup. They know they're losing the information war. We have the truth. They have lies. They've turned the lies up to 11. They're openly saying get rid of all of our basic freedoms, arrest people for their speech, because people know they're telling the biggest lies ever, that the border was secure under Kamala, or that she wasn't the border czar, or that it was Trump's fault, but now the border's great, now it's terrible, now it's Trump's fault, or I want to ban fracking, I never said that, or I'm going to ban your guns, I never said that. I mean, it's ridiculous, the biggest liars in history saying they want to control what we can say and what we can do. And then running around and suing and indicting and attacking all the most prominent people that are exposing their ass. And for me, this is an easy job because I'm a fighter. And I know I'm telling the truth. I make occasional mistakes, but I want to tell the truth. We've got a very high accuracy rate of 97, 98%. But what we need to get the general public to understand is this is not a spectator sport. This is about you. And you're like, well, what do? Just share the article, share the video, share this show, share Tucker, share Elon Musk. I mean, Elon Musk is reaching hundreds of millions a day conservatively, devastating them. It might as well be Alex Jones over there, but he does even better. And he says, we're going into total tyranny. The country's over if you don't elect Trump. That's true. And so we just have to get maximum urgency out there. 877-789-2539. How do we respond to the coup? What do you think their black swans are going to be? Their black swan on her is that she was over the border and helped smuggle in 325,000 missing kids, and they stopped the DNA testing to make sure the smugglers could do it, and they've disappeared the kids. That's not debatable. That is the black swan Trump should be putting forward. He's done it some, but not 1/100th of what he should have. And I get it. His campaign people are like, that's too dark, sir. The media criticizes us when you get dark because it is dark. And dark is effective because that's what it is. You call your neighbor and go, hey, Bob, it's midnight. I see your house is on fire. You need help? Oh, God, thanks, Jim. I didn't know my house was on fire. It's not. Why are you telling me something dark? Well, actually, I smell the smoke. Thank you. When things are bad and the floodwaters are rising, you get to high ground. It's not dark to admit you're in trouble. Again, I'm going to say this. We're going to break, come back to your calls, and cover all the rest of the news and clips. I'm asking for your help right now. I'm asking you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Most of the money goes to InfoWars, and hopefully that gets bought and saved and keeps going, and that's great. Some of it goes in the sponsorship thing to me so that I can fight these legal battles and work with others to get the new system set up, which I'm not even waiting on. I'm working with folks in case this gets shut down. So I'm working harder than a one-armed man paper hanger or a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. So you got my commitment. But it'll make it so much easier for me to fight the enemy effectively when they take us off air if they're successful a few days after Trump's elected when all hell's breaking loose. If you support us in this fight, if you give aid to the soldiers of liberty in the information war that have proven our effectiveness and our trustworthiness and our commitment, I'm committed to you. I'm not going to stop regardless. I'll talk to people on the street corner if I'm homeless. But I can be more effective in the fight. But if they blow up this Death Star, to use that analogy, because that's how they see us as the Death Star, well, we need to get the new one built, which is basically built. It just needs to be fully armed and operational. So you can't bet anywhere on a number, if this was roulette, that would give you a bigger win against tyranny. But I need you to make the bet, because if you don't, you're putting your head between your legs and kissing your ass goodbye. We've got a fundraiser shirt, the classic InfoWars shirt, a bunch of other great ones, but get the InfoWars fundraiser shirt at thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Please take action now, thealexjonesstore.com. And don't forget our other great sponsor, DonnerJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates. I'm asking for your aid and comfort now. Take action now. And if you don't, that's your decision. We'll be right back.
The
Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now. The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available, and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
The fact that Trump gives every indication by what he says and what he does and what he doesn't do that he's mean as a wolverine.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted, they just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need the kind of camps that you all really?
All persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on, I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized, and they don't support the United States, and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
It's what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it. We're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
President Trump gives every indication by what he says and what he does and what he doesn't do that he's mean as a wolverine.
Wolverines!
Well, our granddaddy's told us about it, the coming New World Order, and boy, were they right. But thanks to them, we've got a leg up in this fight. We've got the initiative all over the world. Big anti-globalists just won the election in Austria. Same thing's happening everywhere. And that's why the globalists want to go ahead and bring in full martial law. And how are they going to do it? Terror attacks, power outages, cyber attacks, wars. You see it all happening. So we're in a fight for the whole future. And I keep explaining that. And I know everybody gets it, but it's got to really sink in. As I told you years ago and months ago, I said, it's just going to get crazier after this election. And then once he's president-elect, Katie, bar the door. And again, if people understand what the globalists are up to, anything they do will turn against them, even if they kill Trump. But you got to explain who's behind it up front. You got to be like General Flynn and say the deep states who's trying to kill Trump. You got to have the courage to say the truth. You got to call out the system that our country's hijacked. And yeah, that makes you a target, but we're all targets anyways. It's time for everybody to stop sticking their head in the sand and stop running. Running isn't going to get you anywhere but dead. It's time to fight. And this is an information war. That's why they want to censor. Because we're winning that war. They want to make it physical because they're losing. But you've got to carry out the truth in the information war like it's a war, because it is. This isn't a hobby. It's not some side thing you do. And everybody's going to discover this. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse until everybody's like, whoa, we better do something. You don't want to be at that point when they turn the power off. I expect any morning to wake up or to wake up in the middle of the night and the air conditioner's off and everything's dead black. or I expect to wake up with air raid sirens and ICBMs are coming in. I mean, that's or mass terror attacks have hit, or Iran's supposedly attacked, or Trump's dead, or his plane blew up. Nobody knows what happened. And the NTSC, just like Flight 93, will say it just crashed on its own, even though the Air Force didn't follow orders and shot 93 down before it was going to the Capitol. So, yeah, you're in a war. All of you are veterans of a bio attack with the virus and the poison shots. You're in an undeclared globalist war against you and your family. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. Jonathan, Baker, Michael, Will, Donnie, Anonymous, Rich, Raymond, Baldy, we'll get to all of you. Michael in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I love you, brother.
Love you too, brother.
And let me tell you, I'm about 10 years older than you. In 92, when our government tried to annihilate Randy Weaver's family up in Idaho, it woke me up full. When they shot his wife through the head while she was holding a baby, I knew what they were doing.
Lon Orienti.
That's right. And they shot a mother holding her baby. If they can do that, they're going to get – they have no problem with the rest of us. I was on boots on the ground down in 2014 down at the Bundy Ranch, shook hands with Clive and Bundy. I went down there because of you. I also, at the same time, was working for a place called the United States Northern Command there in Colorado Springs. I used to have B badge to go right into Cheyenne Mountain.
And for folks who don't know, that's the real government. That's the alternate government command base.
I worked in the bowels of it. And I will say that there are a lot of patriots there.
Oh, yeah.
I worked with some really good patriots, and I was a patriot and am a patriot, and that's why I was working there, and I did some pretty cool stuff. What I wanted to say to you, you've made the connection, and I love the Tucker thing because Tucker really admires you, but I really admire you too because what you do is make that connection between what God's word is. If you read Ephesians 6 and that whole, and it's in verse 12, our struggle's not against flesh and blood, but it's against spiritual forces of evil. And that's what you've done and highlighted that this is a spiritual battle. That's what we're in. And you've made that connection. And so when you see a Hillary Clinton or you see a Podesta or you see, you know, Obama, these are not the flesh and blood is not what's against. It's their spiritual force. And what you have mobilized is us to fight against that. And we are going to win. We are going to win. So even though bad times are upon us and these awful things are happening, our spiritual, collective spiritual force is fighting against them right now. And I just wanted to tell you that I so appreciate what you've done over the years.
Brother, I appreciate you, but listen, you know, my family told me this was coming, and I looked it up, and it was all true, and now we're here. We're all in this together. I just keep repeating the same thing. I hope the public realizes the urgency, because people are starting to wake up. They're starting to get concerned, but you're absolutely right. When you look at these globalists, they're everywhere saying ban free speech, arrest all our enemies. That is not a position of strength by them. People go, okay, well, we're winning. Yeah, hearts and minds, but that means they're going to make their move. They're going to pull some horrible crap. It's just so horrible. I mean, these people are so damn evil.
They are, but that's our battle. I mean, thank God for an interesting life. It would be boring if there wasn't anything to fight against. I look at it very positively. We are going to defeat them, but we do it together. And, you know, if you read Jefferson's words, if you read the Declaration of Independence, it's a spiritual document. It's a human rights document. And it says that after a long train of abuses, that's when we get our stuff together. So you have to endure a lot of pain and suffering. But that's what coalesces good to defeat
evil. And I've experienced being persecuted for 30 years by them. To me, it's like another level of a video game. Each time it just gets harder because we're having bigger effects. And now I see horrible stuff happening and go, wow, that means we're about to have big victory. And we always do. You're absolutely right. Great call. Thank you, sir. I got to move quicker to everybody. Thank you. Will in North Carolina. Folks are really getting hit hard in the South, obviously, with the hurricane. Pray for them. Will, welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, how you doing, Alex?
Good, go ahead.
Great. I just wanted to just kind of piggyback on what he said, and I kind of wrote up something right here. I heard a while back, it was a couple of years ago, the Hopi prophetic story of this great time that we're in and how it began. And they say that they came at once, you know, from dark stars and underneath. And it's ultimately a mind virus that we're dealing with. And they say this is the time. And I just wanted to ask you and just, you know, pick your brain on who is literally the team of Satan? Who is the King Demon Lucifer? What is controlling these people literally? What is the interdimensional force? What do the rituals look like in the basements of the suburban mansions? And is it crazy to say that the 1945 Vatican Nazi occult system have created these people? Literally.
Well, I mean, look. All the physics we've been taught, they're now admitting, isn't real. All the dimensions are basically intertwined at once. There is no past, present, and future. There is one giant moment that God created, one giant experience. And time is simply consciousness moving. And so there is free will in the universe. So there is good and there is bad. And we are spiritual receivers and transmitters. We are transceivers, and our DNA is. And our bodies are just a manifestation of our spirit and that spiritual design that then directs the cells. This has all been proven. The enemy knows that. And so we are eternal from the point of our inception. So we literally come out of the mind of God, but we're given free will, which is the ultimate gift. And we can resonate towards evil. And so there are entities that have chosen to be separate from God. And so literally it's like the movie Avatar, but it's not through a computer. It's interdimensionally. They are influencing people and they're able to actually jack in to people that have done rituals to separate themselves from God. Those rituals torturing and killing children, which they do both in the classic ritualistic satanic sense, but also in mass wars and abortion, is to consciously do that to remove God's presence from them so that the interdimensional force of Satan and his systems can then imprint on them and basically, like a driverless car, be the intelligence that controls it. Thanks for the call. And so that's it. And it's skull and bones. We got the documents on that because of Charlotte Isbey's dad releasing it. He was a member. You know, they get in these coffins and ask entities to enter them. They do sex rituals. And they bathe in feces. I mean, that's what, you know, is removing you from God. Is something, you know, that's gross. And that's just the first levels of it. And so it's to remove you from God. You have to remove one program to put in the other one. Let's go ahead and go to Anonymous in New York. Anonymous, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I think this October, the Black Swan event, the Democrats are going to pull something like a fear gas. It's like the female version of the Batman villain Scarecrow. Let's call her Haley Fever. She carries a fear thrower. She don't carry a flamethrower. She carries a fear thrower that sprays yellow fear gas to the public. The coronavirus wasn't good enough. Killing isn't good enough. It has to be an amygdala neurotoxin. Or another thing they might do is involving the media. Like, imagine if the Riddler was a cult leader. Let's say the Riddler puts on this green color version of the KKK outfit and acts like Jim Carrey in front of a major crowd. He could brainwash the public with, like, these video games and mobile devices.
Yeah, and they brought out the first Joker about rioting and killing police and overthrowing society for the Summer of Rage 2000. Now the new Joker's coming out with all these other movies about martial law and civil war, how cool it is to burn down America. They're gearing up in case Trump wins. That movie comes out right then. And then how's the other civil war movie end with them killing the Trump figure? So yeah, they're planning to trigger a civil war.
No, but this is actually worse than the Joker. I mean, you remember the Dark Knight when he blew up that hospital? This is 100 times worse. I mean, you spray a neurotoxin on like a public thing, the coronavirus will look like nothing. You wouldn't even be talking about poison shots. You'd be talking about this neurotoxin because that literally...
No, you're right. That's something the globalists will do is release a chemical weapon and say it's a bioweapon. That way they can control it. It's localized, but it creates total fear.
Third thing I might think is something similar to like Boba Fett. I mean, I know that sounds strange, but think about AI. You take an AI and you put that inside like a knight armor or a body armor. You think it's a person, but actually it's just an AI. You take off the helmet and it's like this robot thing. So imagine like if Boba Fett.
Look, there's no telling what they're going to do. They're totally desperate. They're scared. Everything's coming out. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Raymond in New Jersey. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, my man?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I want to share a story. I'm up here in New Jersey, and I got criminally charged for a meme, dude. So if you Google Ray Ward Tabernacle, New Jersey, you're going to see an article from the Pine Barrens Tribune. And it's going to – we just petitioned our elected officials to save historic town hall from being criminally demolished, and I memed about it when they lied and blocked the road. So they deprived me of my right to due process, and it's just crazy.
Tell me the name of the news article. That's the easiest way to find something. What was the headline?
It's the Pine Barrens Tribune, Ray Ward. You can put it in the search.
All right. Pines Barrens Tribune, Ray Ward?
Yeah, New Jersey, man.
Yeah, well, let me give listeners a tip to search. If you give people the news headline, that's how you find it the quickest. So think about, what was the headline? Like, local man charged for, what was it?
Local man at the forefront of saving town hall, charged for posting online.
Local man at the, so I know how these stories start. A local man at the forefront of saving town hall charged. Well, they're charging people for memes everywhere, even though it's unconstitutional, because I mean, they passed a law to put you in jail in California for political memes. So, yeah, wow, that's amazing. What else is on your mind about their martial law plan, sir?
I'm moving out of New Jersey, I can tell you that, man. They took my guns and everything, used the red flag gun law on me. It's just unbelievable. So we're
moving. Yeah, there it is. Tabernacle man at forefront of Tabernacle Town Hall, demo opposition, charged over online posting featuring town hall woman holding a pistol. Oh, wow. And do they show the crime you committed? Here, let's scroll down. What did your meme say, sir?
It said gateway to the Pines because the intersection they lied about to get closed. They said that the building was in imminent danger, and they got caught.
So they put you in jail for showing a woman with a gun in her hand?
They never put me in jail at all. They just charged me. They never read me no rights, never took me to the station, never did nothing.
And took your guns. Wow.
Yeah, they took my guns. They never took me to the station once or read me no rights or anything.
Yeah, it's going on everywhere. I'll read your story. Maybe have one as a guest. Anything else?
That's it, man. I appreciate you having me on again.
Thank you, brother. Put it back on screen for TV viewers. I want them to be able to find it. Yeah, that's what I'm telling folks. This is happening all over the world, from Australia to the U.S. And they just say, well, we interpret this as a threat. And then they come and take your rights, charge you, and then they end up dropping it later, but they never get their guns back. So they're just out of control. Baldy in Florida. Baldy, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I called in relates to martial law as well. What I want to talk about is the Department of Homeland Security's white paper put out right after Katrina titled National Response Scenario 1. And I keep harping on the potential of a coming nuclear 9/11 because I don't hear anyone else in the media talking about it. But they've already killed Trump, tried to kill Trump, rather, and that has failed. So they're running out of options. But first, if you don't mind, I recently ordered a case of the X3 because if InfoWars Stores goes down and I'm not able to get that, I don't know what I'm going to do. Funny little story connected to that. When my wife was pregnant with our child, I made her almost every day take a dropper of the X3. We ran out, and I didn't know, and she found the X2, and she was taking a full dropper of the X2 until I found out. Well, he's 7 years old now, and he's a genius. And it's not all genetics. I'd like to point out that.
Oh, no. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. Pregnant women taking iodine, you got to take the real stuff, not all the garbage. Literally just does insane things. It's all next level. But here's the good news. Even if you can't get our atomic iodine, it's the best out there. Real Himalayan salt, not just pink. You want the stuff with the purple flecks in it. Okay? And that is the same place, you know, mountains thrust up what was deep under the earth. So they can only get it there or 7 to 10,000 feet under the ground. Then our company concentrates it and it's in super form. But regardless of what happens to us, folks, Himalayan salt is almost as good. So that's important stuff for people. Go ahead.
Alex, I hear you say that, but people have to be it's very important that they read the label, because they have taken the iodine almost all out of all of the Himalayan salt. If you read it, a lot of the bottles say does not contain iodine. So people need to be careful, and they need to read the bottle.
No, I totally agree. But yeah, look, the federal government started putting iodine in the salt in the 30s. IQs went up 15 points, look it up. And then they took it out in the 80s. And that was crap iodine in there. Folks, iodine is essential. You die without it, and it's basically out of our food. I get where I forget to take it, and then I get all sluggish and fat. Start taking it religiously, boom, look great, lose weight, my skin glows. It's amazing. And we've got it at InfoWarsStore.com. And if they shut down InfoWars, don't worry. We got folks that are going to put out all the stuff. It's going to, take time. And I'm trying to just focus on fighting the globalists, so... There's a lot going on here, but thank you so much. What else is on your mind? Anything else? You see false flag incoming?
Then that's in, every time I call in, I'm not trying to brag by giving you what I've said before, but you had a whistleblower on over the summer. She pointed out that the COVID pandemic started on April 1st when they signed the CARES Act. Now, during the 15 days to stop the spread of March 2020, I was calling in saying that this was going to go down as the April Fool's virus. So I was completely correct on that. In January of 2020, I said they're going to stop Trump's momentum with a false flag pandemic. And now I'm saying that they're going to stop his momentum this time with a nuclear 9/11. And what the national response scenario number one says, that when a nuke goes off, so let's say they detonate a nuke in Boston Harbor, what's going to happen is they're not going to do anything, and they're going to wait for the quote-unquote terrorists to give their demands. Now, what if their demand was to lock up Trump and all of his supporters? What do you think would happen? Now, what if, for the sake of argument, Biden or Harris didn't go along with it, and they detonated another nuke in Chicago? Well, at this point, you're not going to need the federal government to go after Trump and their supporters. You're going to have a bunch of anarchists going around attacking Trump and his supporters, and you're liable to see a Gaddafi event with Trump if this does go down.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right. Rich, Donnie, Baker, Jonathan, I'll get you in. We've got Ezra Levant set to be in studio with huge breaking news. Really smart guy on the attack on free speech worldwide, going into high gear. Why is it happening? That's all coming up. There's a lot of other news I'm going to intersperse as well, but we are living in such an insane time. And I asked you guys to do the math earlier. If they can shut us down as early as, say, November 14th, the sales on the 13th, how many days is it from now, September? 44 days. 44 days until InfoWars has a very good shot of being shut down. I'm trying to stop it. Regardless, support our sponsors that are going to be key with new systems and new folks we're going to be working with. That's why the coordinates to support keeping us on air one way or another is the alexjonesstore.com. There is a shirt that's basically twice as much as the others. It's an original limited edition InfoWars shirt, dark red on navy blue with the American flag. That is a fundraiser shirt. But getting any of the shirts or ball caps supports the broadcast. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but that really is critical right now. I don't want to belabor it. There's so many new designs you just got added this weekend that are amazing. Be sure and check it all out now at thealexjonesstore.com and support our other great sponsor with all the great supplements and more, drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com. All right, I fired the bat signal. Please support. We'll be right back. Hour number three.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, for 1776, etc., on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it,
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. for fighting through it all. And I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase. So keep it going, guys.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Today's conspiracy theories, tomorrow's truths.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalists. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, when you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalists. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexjonesstore.com. And I almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors. It was a year and a half ago, due to listener demand, that we came out with Dr. Jones Natural Activated Charcoal Toothpaste with a bunch of really high-quality essential oils and more. A known classic formula for cleaning your teeth, gum health, and so much more. My dad is, well, he's not a retired dentist. He still has his license, but he's quasi-retired. He developed this off of some of the top formulas out there, but he took out any additives and any fillers. So this is just a tried-and-true, high-quality toothpaste that also funds the InfoWar, and it became a bestseller within 6 months. But it's been 6-8 months since we've had any of it back in. This was only out for about 8 months, and then the supply chain with the COVID lockdown, killed us being able to get all the ingredients that are in the toothpaste and in the activated charcoal mouthwash. Finally, we got it back in a limited size shipment just last week. And that's a great thing because it's a great product for you and your family. And we need the money that we were getting from the sale of this to fund our operation. So do not procrastinate. If you like this toothpaste, it is now back in stock. I thank you for your past support. Please support us again and support your own mouth, teeth, and gum health, as well as your throat. At the same time, if you are a new viewer or listener, these are really good products. Already, activated charcoal mouthwash is a bestseller in other brands. Already, the toothpaste is one of the bestsellers out there. We just simply went and looked at the top brands and made them even better by taking out any fillers and putting in even higher quality ingredients. So, I'm very excited to announce that we've got a supply of the mouthwash and the toothpaste back in. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Again, I don't use a teleprompter here. I just said something that wasn't completely true. My dad's website, where it's sold, also has it available, and we'll put that on screen for you. So, again, it is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com and on the Dr. Natural site. Thanks for keeping InfoWars on the air.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up and until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's been a couple years since he's been in studio. Seems like 5 minutes ago, but also 1,000 years ago. One of the most amazing independent journalists and owners of a media company in the world is Ezra Levant, Rebel.com, RebelNews.com, RebelNews.com, at Ezra Levant on X. And I wanted to talk to him when I heard he was coming to town last week about Elon Musk and the fight for free speech and everything that's happening. He's also recently been to Brazil during a huge protest down there. We've got a lot of great footage he's going to be showing you coming up. But really, to this audience, nobody needs to have Ezra Levant introduced to them. I mean, covering Davos, covering the wars, covering everything with reporters all over the planet, fighting the COVID lockdowns there in Canada with the horrible leader Trudeau up there. I mean, Ezra, you and your team are literally some of the most prolific and effective people out there. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. You were like the grandfather of contrarian, dissident media around the world. And that's why we're so interested in your freedom of speech battles, because if they can take out Alex Jones, they can take out anybody, because no one fights like you. So if they can defeat you, well, then everyone's in jeopardy. It's very interesting to us to follow what's happening.
Well, we're all in this together. Exactly. We've got to have solidarity. And I know you genuinely care about me. I care about you. But when they're attacking Trump, they're attacking you. They've attacked you a bunch and the rest of your reporters and stuff, too, for everything. I mean, this is an attack on us all. And it's a globally coordinated.
You know, I was down in Sao Paulo, Brazil, a couple of weeks ago. Oh, sorry. I'll wait for you to.
No, I'm just saying, there's the camera.
Perfect.
It's like a podcast-style studio.
No problem.
I don't care the way.
I'm
rusty. We kind of need to put a camera over here.
It's great to be here. Why did I go to Sao Paulo? They had a more conservative, freedom-oriented president named Bolsonaro. He was defeated by an outright communist named Lula. And Lula started banning his political opponents and contrarian journalists on Twitter. And he had a judge who would do this, and the judge would do it in secret. And would order Elon Musk to suspend the critics of Lula in secret. And then Twitter finally said, we're not obeying this anymore. We're not going to follow this illegal censorship. So this judge banned Twitter in the entire country, 20 million people.
And that's the Count Dracula lookalike guy.
Yeah, he wears a cape. Who wears a cape? So in Sao Paulo, which is a huge city, 20 million people, they had a rally for free speech and for Elon Musk and for Twitter. That's some of the footage we took when we were there. 200,000 people marched for free speech. I've never been inside a 200,000.
That looks like more than 200,000.
Oh, it was, it extended a mile in every direction. It was incredible. And Bolsonaro was there.
And then you pointed out, then the dictator, evidence shows, stole the election, Lula, had no one for his event.
Yeah, and there's that Dracula, like, that's the judge, the guy in the cape there. I mean, he really is slouching back to tyranny. Remember, they were a military dictatorship just 40 years ago. So the idea that, you can gain freedom, but Brazil is falling back. What's so exciting, though, is ordinary people of all backgrounds saying, no, this is about freedom. People go to a rally for a bunch of reasons, Alex, for the camaraderie, maybe for partisan feelings. But so many people at that rally, when I asked them, why are you here? They said, freedom. It was inspiring. Alex, I got to ask you, do you think there's a city in the United States where 200,000 people would rally for freedom? I would like to think
only
so.
In D.C. for our Trump rally.
Yeah.
And then they tried to set us up, or did, with January 6th.
I did some streeters. Not a lot of folks down there speak English, but if you guys have the clip, I talked to some folks down there. I found it was inspirational. If you got the clip, I'd love to.
Yeah, let's go ahead and roll the clip with audio. Go ahead. Here it is.
Make you use because you go X from VPN. They could block this show.
Why am I being trouble? Because I'm using X through the VPN.
No, you are for other country. You are in Brazil. It's okay.
Do you use social media?
Yes, I use. I used to. My favorite was Twitter, like X. But now I'm using Blue Sky, Instagram, TikTok. I use a lot.
So you stopped using X when it was banned by the government?
I stopped it because more I stopped it, us.
Elon Musk has stood up to Alexandre de Moraes very noisily, and he's pushed back. What do you think of that?
I think it's good for Brazil, because he's not Brazilian, but he's going to help us a lot.
Happy. E o X eu usava. Só agora foi bloqueado. Então você pode ver que eu tenho ele aqui.
Ok.
Só que é bloqueado. A gente não pode usar mais.
It's banned. It's blocked.
Aqui, ó. Eu tenho um X. Só you que a gente não pode usar mais. Tá bloqueado.
Então, usa VPN?
Você usa VPN?
Se eu falar isso, perigoso ser multado. Então é 50 mil.
If I say that I use VPN, I'm subjectable for a fine of 50,000 reais, which will be $10,000 fine.
Mas ele dá um jeitinho.
We are here because this, because he is let us to talk in the biggest platform of Brazil. So we are here to fight to for this platform and our freedom of speech.
I love Elon Musk. I love Elon Musk. Brazil love Elon Musk.
Thank you. If you had one message you could send to Elon Musk today, what would it be?
We are on your side.
How do you feel about Elon Musk? He's taken a great interest in Brazil.
I love Elon Musk.
Good.
Oh, love Elon Musk. He's helping us so much. I hope so, because he has a lot of power, a lot of money, a lot of everything. I hope he can help us. You trust him a lot.
If you had one message for the owner of X, Elon Musk, what would it be?
Brazil, we need to fight for our future, and we need to stop Moraes.
Elon Musk, thank you for fighting for our freedom. We are with you.
Thank you very much. You are friend of Brazilian people.
Elon Musk, help us, please, please.
Musk, fica firme, não desanima, nos ajuda, porque o Brasil precisa de você e o mundo precisa de você, porque a gente precisa de liberdade. E você é um guerreiro, é um lutador. Para nós é de grande importância pelo que você está fazendo. Não pelo dinheiro, certo? Mas pelo que você é. Então, isso nos orgulha muito. Então, meu, feliz demais pelo Musk.
And again, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Europe, wherever you are, these fights are important, because it's the same globalist doing it. And now Elon Musk came out yesterday and said, if Trump is not elected, this is a quote, this will be the last election. And it'll be like Venezuela or now like Brazil, where they still have them, but it's known to be fraudulent. And now we have John Kerry and Hillary and all of them saying ban free speech, arrest people. You got California passing another so-called AI law that outlaws memes. They are really desperate. I don't see that as a sign of strength out of the tyrants in the UK. I mean, everywhere.
Well, remember, Sherlock Holmes would ask, what's the dog that's not barking? So if Elon Musk and Twitter are being banned from Brazil because they refuse to secretly censor the enemies of the regime, what about Meta, which owns Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp? What about the...
They're all complying.
Well, that's right. The fact that only Elon Musk is being targeted tells us implicitly that all the others are playing along with it. And that's happening in regimes around the world.
And that's come out in Congress that... millions of requests by the government on Facebook, now Meta, and Instagram, one of their holdings, to censor people questioning the COVID narrative. And it turned out we were right, they were wrong.
You know, one of the things they did to get back at Elon Musk, because of course he owns Twitter, but they couldn't really touch Twitter, is they started going after Starlink, the internet company, which is... really for people in rural places, and Brazil is so huge and there's a big Amazon jungle. So Starlink is critically important for a lot of small towns, villages, hospitals, schools in the Amazon. And that crazy cape-wearing judge, because they couldn't smash Elon Musk and Twitter, they went after Starlink, even though it's a completely different company with largely different shareholders. And what got me, Alex, is where is the United States defending its companies, its property, its people? The U.S. Trade Representative is one of the most terrifying people in the world. That person gets tough with countries that cheat on American industry. Why didn't the President of the United States say, you unhand that Starlink property in 24 hours?
Instead.
Or don't you think you're going to fly planes to this country? We're going to freeze your currency. I don't even know what two levers they could pull. But I don't know why they allowed one of America's leading citizens to basically have his property expropriated without a squawk.
And you're hitting something here. We have Australia. We have the EU. We have Brazil. We have the Democratic Party and the different federal agencies already coming after Musk because he really is a champion of free speech. And, you know, just a year ago, people were tepidly saying, okay, he's helping us. But, I mean, the guy... Now, if you read his posts that reach hundreds of millions a day, he is as hardcore as we are.
It's incredible to see the evolution. I was skeptical of him 10 years ago. I thought, oh, this guy is a grant seeker. He's looking for subsidies for his eco car. I was skeptical. But give the man credit. And as the more wealthy he becomes, some people get shy when they're wealthy. They think, I don't want to risk it. I don't want to alienate powers that be. Elon Musk is relishing his power.
Well, he said it was his brother almost dying from the shot and a bunch of family getting sick from it. And then... he sent his son to a super liberal school that his, you know, ex-girlfriend or baby mama wanted. And then they basically turned, you know, he said his son is dead. So he's been public. He said, look, I didn't believe all this. I was more of a liberal. Now I realize that the left is a tyranny and it's a mind virus and I'm done. I mean, so you'd think the left would be smart enough not to scalp his son. You'd think they'd, but no, they targeted him. So he is a convert through being abused.
And I'm worried about that because they took you out. They took Tucker Carlson out. They're trying to take Trump out using lawfare, using, God forbid, violence against the president. Elon Musk not only is fighting for his own freedom, but he has, in a way, socially and journalistically revived you from the dead.
Yeah, absolutely. He's created a giant mothership for all these other people to be able to have a beachhead. I mean, I don't have enough to say about him. I mean, I can't say enough. It's just insane. You judge a tree by its fruits. Elon Musk is hitting on all cylinders and is just as important as Trump is. And you know, when I told him, I said, you need to get more security. He said, I will. He goes, I agree. When me and Tucker talked about it, he responded and retweeted and said, absolutely doubling it now. Because he understands, and that's why he moves around a lot. He's had a lot of threats. People have come to Austin a bunch to try to kill him.
I believe that. And you know what I like about him is no man is perfect. And you know, they say don't put your trust in princes.
And don't put all your eggs in one basket.
But, I mean, he is as close to the essential man as it gets. A lot of things turn on him. I mean, I was reading the other day that SpaceX is responsible for 90% of all Earth payloads into space.
Yes.
If it weren't for SpaceX, China would be number one, Russia would be number two, India, and only after that would the Boeing consortium.
America didn't even have heavy lifters for 15 years. Now we have the biggest heavy lifter.
And when, so when Elon Musk says this election, if it's, if Trump doesn't win, it's lights out, that sounds like hyperbole. But not only does Musk consume an enormous amount of information, he must have his own sort of private, almost like, security info trap line. I'm sure he knows things that we don't, that are not public knowledge. When he says that something that grave, I don't think it's just him being mischievous. I think he...
Oh, he's got a bunch of national security clearances.
Yeah, you've got to. I mean, besides Starlink, there's Star Shield. That's his military aspect of SpaceX. You know what? People have been talking in European countries, they've been threatening to arrest him. Keir Starmer, the new Labour Prime Minister in the UK, has been quarreling head to head, butting heads with Elon Musk, and has suggested that people overseas from the UK who were retweeting some of the race riots a couple months ago, they could face charges too. Remember that European Union poobah who wrote the letter before Elon Musk
Trump
and said, don't you say rough things in your Trump.
Well, what about the arrest of the Telegram head?
Oh, exactly. They would do that to Musk if they could. The lad's got to be careful with himself. I mean, protect Elon Musk at all costs.
Absolutely. Talking about you guys at Rebel, Canada has descended, beautiful country, wonderful people, but they're, like Americans, think they're free, so tyranny is able to take over. The trucker convoys, your people being arrested, not just biological men and girls sports, 60-year-old men in high school girls swim teams. I mean, it's not just like, oh, I'm a girl now. No, now I can compete against little girls. I mean, it's just madness. You guys are just constantly nailing it.
You know, we're trying to fight the good fight again. InfoWars is the inspiration. We're like a mini Canadian version of that.
I don't know about mini. My God, I've seen you get hundreds of millions of, per story.
You know, I have this dream, Alex, of that one day you'll come with me to Davos for the World Economic
Forum.
I'll go. You know what? We don't get credentialed. We don't get in past the drawbridge.
But they come outside the castle.
That's right. And these VVIPs, I call them. They're in their safe place. It's because it's hard to get to Davos. You got to fly to Zurich. You got to take the train up. And they book up literally every hotel room and Airbnb in town. So they make it hard to get there. And once you're there, there's a lot of media there, Alex, but they're all regime media. They all sponsored. They all paid hundreds of thousands to be there. So the only people who can ask a question that's independent are the street rabble like us. You would, and the thing is, you'd be like a kid in the candy store. The entire globalist elite meets. They walk around without bodyguards. Now, there's a ton of Swiss police there. Don't get me wrong. It's high security, but they're not like police in Canada. They will let you get right up to VVIPs and put a microphone to them as long as you don't touch them, as long as you don't...
Klaus Schwab, Albert Bourla.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I bumped into Albert Bourla, he was just walking with his assistant, and I scrummed him in close quarters for 5 minutes. The police watched. Oh, they were watching. Don't make a mistake about it. But they were fine with it. And, you know, it's John Kerry, Tony Blair. It's fun to catch the U.S. Republicans there. I caught up with a couple senators and governors, and I always said, what are you doing here? What's a Republican doing here? And some of them are shy. Some of them try and sort of run away. I don't know if you saw it. I bumped into the president of the Bill and Melinda Gates.
No, I watched it all, yeah.
And so you would be, I tell you, you'd be like a hot knife through butter. It's my goal is to get you to come with me. You'd love it.
I'll go next time. What is it, January?
It's always in January. We're sending a team again. It's, it's a journey, and you're running around on the streets, and it's cold. But you get your steps.
Well, I've always wanted to see Switzerland. I've been all around Europe a lot, but never Switzerland. Expand on this, though. Pulling back, because you're a guy that's been all over the world and seen things. How would you describe the state of the world right now? And I would answer the question in my way and then get your take on it. What was the theme, the official theme of that event this year? It was regaining trust. And I watched the Clinton Foundation. They say everybody hates us. Nobody believes us. Corporate media has a less than 10% approval rating, just like our Congress, just like, Trudeau is able to get in with less than 20% of the vote because they do all these manipulations. But they are unpopular. The world really is waking up. But instead, they're coming in to try to outlaw and officially just normalize tyranny. How would you describe the state of the world right now?
It's the worst I've ever seen. And let me prove that to you. In America, you've got Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or a Politburo that we don't know running things. They're for censorship. They're for lawfare. In the UK, they just elected Keir Starmer, a Labour extremist who wants to go even farther. In Canada, you've got Trudeau. In Ireland and Scotland, you're bringing in censorship laws. All around the world, the bad guys are working. It's like the Supervillains League. And that's why the election in November 5th is such a watershed. Everything turns on it, not just in America, but in Canada, the knock-on effects, in the UK. And I know America is for Americans, but I also know as a Canadian that we look up to America to be the great champion of freedom, the exemplar. And what do we do? How do we fight back if you guys succumb? Don't do it for us. Do it for yourself.
Well, I agree, but there's also the World War III issue. The U.S. elites are running the Ukraine war. Russia said 2 weeks ago, we're going to nuke you if you hit us with missiles. I mean, this is all insane. I mean, the time we're in, Ezra, I know you understand this, but maybe elaborate. I have trouble believing it's gotten this crazy. I mean, we're living in very insane times.
You know, I grew up believing the narrative of the neocons. It was, I believed it. It seemed right to me. But when Trump ruled without a new war, with only peace, with harmony, and actually making the Abraham Accords peace deal, it felt utopian. And I think when you think about the trillions of dollars that will turn on Trump's election and national board, if Trump is, why did Zelensky meet with Trump last week? Because he knows there's a real chance Trump's going to be president. He wants to start that conversation. But look how glum he was in the press conference. Everyone knows. Ukraine knows it. Russia knows it. Everyone knows it. If Trump is elected, that war will be over in a month. And you know who will benefit by that? Hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children. But think of the industries that will fail. There is a deep state, and it's military, and it's journalistic, and it's political, and Trump is the threat to it as never before. That's why his win is so essential. And I say this as a foreigner begging America to save itself and thereby save the world.
What was the first thing ran through your mind when Trump got grazed with that bullet 2.5 months ago in Butler, Pennsylvania, and then the latest one with another U.S. Ukrainian-trained, CIA-connected lunatic at his golf course?
My heart, I could feel it pounding. I was so scared. But when he stood up and showed he was okay, the relief, the terror and the relief all in a matter of seconds. And it was horrific because I had been worrying about that. And I know you had too. You were, because in history, assassinations work. They work. They're evil. They're immoral. They're anti-human, but they work. Think of the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand and what that set in motion.
World War One.
And you know, murdering people in... They almost killed Bolsonaro. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, the big butcher knife.
He lost half of his blood with a knife. And, I mean, in America itself, with 4 assassinations. And I'm worried about Trump because he's bold and he loves those huge rallies. And when there was that second and third attempt on him, I thought, come on, this can't be happening. But there are people who would do anything. Countries are in the balance. Trillions are in the balance. So I'm worried for him and for Elon Musk.
Oh, no doubt. Each time they try to kill him and it fails, it only makes them want him more.
You know, I saw Hillary Clinton a moment ago talking about the October surprise. I mean, it will be engineered. It will be manufactured, whether it's by a foreign entity or a domestic enemy. They will do anything. One of the things that we're talking about a lot at the last World Economic Forum meeting I went to in Davos, the two names on everyone's mouth were Donald Trump and Elon Musk. The second, because it enabled the first. But the big theme was AI. You know, every country was pushing AI. And one of the things they do is they want AI to use, you know, the algorithm to automatically censor things, but in a way you don't even know you're censored. You think you're broadcasting to the world, but AI is basically meaning that only you're shouting into the abyss. And I'm worried that AI will censor us and we won't even know it. Talk about a simulation. We'll have a simulation within a simulation. We won't even know that we're being censored. That's my fear. And I got that fear when I went to Davos.
Well, they admit, the UN said last week, as you know, they've got this big global compact that we're going to protect you from disinformation. People will tell the truth. And AI with global AI.
I want to talk to you after the break about the news license that Trudeau has in Canada, and the courts ruled we don't get it. I'd love to tell you that story.
Oh, wow.
A news license.
So they're saying you don't get your license?
We don't get a news license. I'll tell you what that means.
Wow. People should be sure and check out the website, rebelnews.com, rebelnews.com, at Ezra Levant on X. Follow all his other incredible reporters and more. What got you to Austin?
You know what? I wanted to see how you were doing. I was worried about the news. I heard about the auction. I wanted to talk to you about it.
Did you fly all the way here from Canada?
I did.
I am. Wow. We got to get you on the other shows. You got to. Wow. Ezra Levant's our guest, Rebel News. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Hours, 26 minutes, 24 seconds. The most important election in world history. And then 76 days with President Trump being president-elect. You know, a lot of people, when they tried to kill Trump again a few weeks ago, thought it was like entertainment, like we're watching a drama or a cop show or a thriller. No, this is the real world. And I've been on air over 30 years, 30 and a half years now. And I like to sleep. I usually sleep 7-8 hours, no problem. I sleep like 5 hours now. I jump out of bed because of the epicness of everything, and the fact that good is rising, but evil is rising, and just so much is happening. And you can see the fear in the globalist whole BlackRock, you know, big pharma system, but they're not giving up and they're doubling down, and they've been pre-programming cyber attacks and power outages and terror attacks and just assassination attempts and just all of this insanity. And then people seem so focused only on their country. People say, why do you care so much about Brazil? Well, it's the sixth most populous country in the world. Or why do you care about Canada? Or why do you care about Australia? Because we have the same enemy, the same programs, the same brainwashing, the same transgenderism, the same attacks that are going on because these big corporations want full control. They want weak, stupid people. And we just can't turn the world over to them. And then we start having such success. That makes me even more urgent because so many people that fight for liberty don't get to see the freedom in their lifetime. And then later, you know, for a few generations, their actions have an effect. We're seeing it in real time. And in humanity struggling back so hard, and General Flynn yesterday made the point that we have the initiative. Humanity has the, and I'm on the air with Elon Musk in 2+ hour interviews and others. And Elon, call it Team Humanity. Yes, Alex, we're on Team Humanity versus, you know, Team Demon. I mean, this is epic, Ezra Levant.
You know, there's another reason to study other countries is why I do it, is to see what's coming to hit us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Give you an example from Ireland. I was in Ireland a couple.
Oh, wow. Talk about that.
There's a small village named Dundrum, but the most beautiful place I've ever been to in my life. Oh, I'm not Irish, but I wish I was just to be there. 200 people in Dundrum. The government announced to them, told them, didn't ask them, we're bringing 280 migrants to your town of 200 people. Immediately, in one fell swoop, making the Irish a minority in their own community.
Can you imagine?
These are military-aged men, single men. And
with no job, no future.
And they're fake refugees. No one is a refugee in Ireland. They go to they make their way across Europe, cross the channel into the UK, go into Northern Ireland, and then walk across the border, shredding their passports. They get free everything. And the Irish government, for some weird reason, has this policy of overwhelming local communities.
Well, it's replacement migration. They do the same thing in Germany, everywhere.
You know, the word replacement migration, you know, the left is trying to demonize that as a conspiracy theory. There is a United Nations study 20 years ago called replacement migration.
2000.
It's their own study. It's their own thesis. But it's crazy to see that. And this whole thing in Springfield, Ohio felt a little bit like that Dundrum situation. Why are you overwhelming a local community? Absolutely up.
Well, you take them over because then the government funds come in. Now you have a group that never gets a job. 80%+ of the migrants don't in Europe. And now that's it's a takeover.
You know, and where do you put 280 migrants in a village of 200? Well, there's this beautiful country hotel, golf club. It was like the community center. Everyone had their weddings and events there. They cut a deal with that guy. And the deal is secret. We don't know how much money. We don't know how long it's for. Suddenly the whole center of the community, it was for cash. It was just so someone made a deal to house migrants there, and Dundrum.
And it's the State Departments of the different countries everywhere that are financing this with our tax money.
It's just crazy to see Ireland never colonized anybody. Ireland doesn't have to apologize. It's not, you know, it doesn't have to.
It's innocent of imperialism.
Yeah, in fact, I don't know if you know them. Tell you a quick story about a village named Baltimore. I don't know if you know the story of Baltimore.
Tell folks.
Ireland. A couple hundred years ago, the entire village of Baltimore was raided by Islamic slave traders. They sailed up to Baltimore, took every man, woman, child, and baby, kidnapped them, and took them back to Arabia as white slaves. The entire town.
Guys, pull up the story. I've read about this. I forgot about it. Of Baltimore, Ireland, and slavery. People don't know that slavery's been around forever, but the Atlantic slave trade, all that was picked up from the Muslims. The Moors invaded Spain and other areas to get more slaves, and they brought them all over North Africa, all over the Middle East, and even shipped them out to Islamic countries as far away as Indonesia. I mean, this is an ongoing thing, but where is that on the news? Most people don't even know. Tell people more about Baltimore, Ireland.
More people were captured by these Islamic slave raids than were African slaves sent to North America. That's a fact, just in terms of sheer numbers. And I guess the reason I mention that is Ireland has been sort of resisting bad things for centuries, and now they just sort of throw open the doors. I just find it astonishing, and to see how the immigration issue is wedded to the censorship issue.
I'm going to read this to TV viewers. So there it is. If you type in Baltimore, Ireland slavery, it says in 1861, the village of Baltimore in West Cork, Ireland, was raided by pirates of Turkish soldiers, resulting in the capture and enslavement of all of its residents. The sack of Baltimore on Wikipedia, we can show it there. I mean, no one knows about that because only white people were ever involved in slavery in history. Ezra, sorry to interrupt you, go ahead.
You know the battle hymn of the Republic, from the halls of Montezuma
to the shores of Tripoli. The president at the time, who wrote our Constitution, wrote our Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence mainly, that's when he sent the Marines. I'm interrupting you.
And why did he send the Marines? Because to stop this piracy and slave trade. I mean, the slave trade was winding down by then. I mean,
Thomas Jefferson.
It's shocking to me. You're right. It is there was slavery in every continent in the world. And yet somehow it's put around the necks of the UK and the US.
And I'm being obnoxious stealing your thunder. It's not because I even want to.
No, it's like, incredible.
It's just, I'm just backing up what you're saying. This is all true.
But let me tell you what's going on in Canada, because I can report with firsthand observation. Justin Trudeau, he's very unpopular right now, and he has it in his mind that he can fix that by censoring things. He's brought in four different censorship laws. C-11, which is law, gives him dominion over the
internet. And he warned of this years ago.
Yeah. And he has the power to order companies like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube to boost or de-boost the algorithm to hide or promote media of his choice.
So that's a government censor bureau.
Yeah, that's C-11. C-18 was he basically said to Facebook and Google, anytime you link to a Canadian news story, you got to pay them. You got to pay to link to someone. Facebook said, no thanks, we get out of the news business. Google is forking over $100 million a year. That gets parceled out to approved journalists. I'll tell you about that in about 30 seconds. There's a bill in Parliament right now called C-63. It includes a life in prison sentence for standalone hate crimes. Includes you can be liable for anything on your social media going back to any as far as in time. There's no statute of limitations. As long as you have the power to delete it today, you're on the hook. So they can complain not just for what you're doing now. They can work their way back through your historical oeuvre, your portfolio of issues, and file a complaint. And every complaint that you get hit with is a $20,000 bounty to the complainant. So what they're doing is they're opening up something called the Canadian Human Rights Commission. If there's anything in social media you don't like, you can complain about it to this Human Rights Commission.
Malice.
You don't even have to be the victim of the slur. If you get the complaint adjudicated in your favor, you get a 20 grand bounty, and the person has to pay up to 50 grand to the government. So he's basically...
While they're incentivizing going and being someone that complains, wow.
And here's the last. So I mentioned C-11. That's where they alter the algorithm to boost or throttle their friends and enemies. I mentioned C-18, where they grab cash from the tech giants to pay off their friends. I mentioned C-63, which has this bounty on hurt words. But the last one is something that we're facing right now. Trudeau has created a news license, a journalism license. He calls it the QCJO, Qualified Canadian Journalism Organization. And the government determines whether or not you get that. Now, if you don't get that, you're still allowed to publish your website, but it's a credential you're denied, so you can't go to government press conferences. They won't let us in. You don't get any of the dough that's being handed out. $30,000 per journalist is the average subsidy in Canada. Now, we wouldn't take that, but that's another thing we're being denied. But here's what terrifies me. If you're not a QCJO news licensed news outfit, and you would never be, and we're not, well, guess what Trudeau can say to the tech companies? He would never say ban InfoWars. He would never say ban Rebel News. He would just say, hey, big tech companies, boost the quality journalism and throttle the fake news. And I didn't mention the word Rebel News, and I didn't mention the word Infowars, but the QCJO news license can tell you who's on which side.
And let's be clear, Google's been involved here, and with the EU, they're setting up similar systems. Google wants this.
For some reason, I don't know why they like paying $100 million a year for Canadian journalism. Maybe because it sort of makes them regulation proof.
Well, they're because they're about management of information. They're part of the deep state.
And this gets them off the hook because Trudeau is the guy who gets to determine who is and isn't a fake news. And then the Google and the tech companies just implemented it.
So how do we get rid of Trudeau? Because, I mean, he only got like, what, 20% of the vote or something?
Yeah, and right now in the polls, he's so far behind.
Well, explain to people that don't live in a parliamentary system how that happens.
Well, we don't elect our prime minister directly like you elect your president directly. The prime minister is basically the guy who commands the most seats in our legislature. It would be like you vote for your Congress, and then whichever team has the most seats, their leader becomes president. That's our system. And Trudeau does not have a majority. He only has a minority of the seats, but there's a socialist party that supports him. There's a Quebec socialist separatist party that supports him. So he can cobble together a working majority. He's so low in the polls. He's so hated, but the socialist parties back him up. He's probably got one more year. He can choose the timing of election. That's another wrinkle. In the state.
So how do you guys get in and reverse all this?
Well, there is a conservative party leader in Canada who's, I have to say, is pretty good. For example, he's banned any of his people from going to the World Economic Forum. He says no one in my government will go to the World Economic Forum.
And they've demonized him for me just saying nice things.
Yeah. And he's starting to talk about immigration now, which used to be verboten in Canada. Canada's gone absolutely nuts. We have 1 million international students with visas in Canada. There's not even 1 million Canadian students in college. Like, it's just, you can feel it just in the country. I think we have proportionally more mass migration than you do.
Yeah.
So Pierre Poilievre is the name of this conservative leader. I'm hopeful.
Again, everybody that thinks of things as countries being separate, it's not. I mean, but the good news is people like Klaus Schwab has to at least not be the head of the WEF anymore. He's so unpopular. Bill Gates is hated. You've got Zuckerberg coming out and saying, I'm not going to be political anymore, which isn't true, but at least he's not being openly pro-leftist and helping steal the election. We're really seeing, like you said, Zelensky coming over and kind of tipping the hat to Trump. They can see the writing on the wall. That's why they're trying to kill Trump, because they know we're winning if they don't kill him.
Now, they're at least hedging. They still want to defeat him, but they're placing their bet. Don't think Zuckerberg for 1 second.
Oh, I know.
He's actually for freedom. He's trying to rebrand himself, and he's doing a good job just in terms of images, but it's the substance that counts. He is censoring like a vicious taskmaster in Brazil. Bolsonaro organized on WhatsApp, which is that Meta platform.
Yes.
And it was Zuckerberg who basically, and same thing in France. Zuckerberg stopped Le Pen from winning in France. Zuckerberg stopped Bolsonaro's re-election in Brazil. I blame them. They're a meddler. People at that level, Alex, they regard countries as playthings. They're really not much different than Soros. They regard politicians as things that, if you follow Alex Soros on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, tell folks about him.
I recommend you do. That's the son of George
nasty.
Soros. And you'll never see a video clip of him. I don't know if you guys can find one. It's very rare to find a video clip of him because when you listen to the guy.
Can't talk.
He can't. I don't know if it's a speech impediment or if he's genuinely dumb. I don't think he's dumb because I see him with not just every Democrat. He's hanging out with Kamala Harris and every top Democrat. Every politician.
Tampon Tim.
He collects politicians around the world. His father was behind the color revolutions in Europe. So they don't believe they're bound by citizenship. They don't believe in borders. They are above all that. And the leaders of Google and Facebook are the same way, Alex. It's a messiah complex. It's a god complex. It's I've done everything else in the world. Now what can I do but have the world bend to my will? That's what's scary.
What are they going to do, though, as opposition keeps rising, which is happening?
Well, if every source of information is filtered through an algorithm before it comes out of your phone, you don't even know what world you're living in. Let me give you a super quick example from Canada. Oh, boy, Alex, you're going to find this a crazy story. You know what the Amish are, right? They're old.
Absolutely.
Christian farmers. They reject modernity. They don't even have electricity. They don't drive cars. Well, there's a bunch of Amish in Canada, And Trudeau, during the lockdowns, brought in an app, a smartphone app you had to download coming in and out of the country. You had to disclose your COVID jab status. You had to download an app and fill it out. And if you didn't, there was a $6,000 fine. Okay, so these Amish are going back and forth across the border from Canada to the States because they got family in other communities. Every time they come across the border, Trudeau's border police say, did you download the app on your smartphone?
That's the canary in the coal mine for the global social credit score they're going to try to make us all have.
That's right, but just stop for a second. These are folks who don't have phones. They don't have cars.
They don't have electricity.
And so they say, what are you talking about? So every time they would come across the border, they'd get a $6,000 fine. Now, these folks, they didn't know what it was for. And so they just sort of ignored it. This one community had $300,000 or $400,000 worth of COVID fines for not downloading the app. One of these Amish goes to the bank to get a loan to buy cattle. The banker says, sorry, old man, I can't do that. You got a lien on your farm. Turns out the Trudeau government prosecuted those fines, didn't collect, slapped every Amish farmhouse with a lien.
Evil.
But I went out to visit these farmers and I asked them about COVID. They barely knew what I was talking about. You know why, Alex? Because they weren't on their smartphones. They weren't watching CNN. They weren't listening
to. So the answer to the AI false reality is being like the Amish.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to live like the Amish, but it was amazing to, the COVID thing was a nothing to them because if you weren't as wired in as you are.
Well, they don't even have autism, basically.
And the idea of wearing a mask was absurd to them. The mask was a flag to keep you scared and to show sure. what side you were on. If there were no masks and you didn't have social media, you would not have known that COVID was a thing. The Amish didn't know that COVID was a thing. And if there's some way we can break out of that matrix and stay in reality, but it's hard because
another thing. The UN treaty, they couldn't get it through, but they still declared an emergency with monkeypox, even though that's only a thing that homosexuals get.
I was in Geneva when they tried to negotiate this latest pandemic treaty. Every single public health officer in the world, they didn't get laid off after COVID. COVID was their bumper crop.
No.
But they're all still working at it. Well, you and I have moved on to other things. They're beavering away. And the fact that they failed to get the deal they wanted, they'll come back next year.
Well, have you seen Hotez and Tedros and Eric Schmidt of all people saying we need to use the UN and NATO to censor everyone now? Ahead of the next pandemic.
Well, that's who's funding a lot of these so-called fact checkers. They get government grants, military grants. I don't know if you heard of NewsGuard. I'm sure you have. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've done a lot of work on NewsGuard. Big military contracts. No wonder they censor basically according to your political views. They censor us up in Canada.
Ezra, I just need listeners to understand. I know they know this. But this is not your show, my show. What we do, it's not entertainment. And I know people consciously get that, but it has to really sink in that we're living in an incredible time right now.
You say it's not entertainment. You've got to get people's attention before they're going to listen to you. And an entertaining style and good story.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we try to. Absolutely.
And I get it. And you're the master.
I don't know about that.
But people confuse.
I used to be a lot funnier. Things are so serious now. People are like,
People confuse your storytelling panache with a lack of substance. I think you're one of the best read people I know. I mean, just look at the table here. And I know, because whenever I'm on your show, you make gentle corrections when I get something just slightly.
No, you correct me all the time.
No, because you've got, but I'm saying there's a depth to it. And that's why when you go on Joe Rogan and went on Joe Rogan and had the debate, I mean, the guy in good faith was trying to fact check you in real time. You had your answers, you know, and the thing is, the other side, they're just repeating message tracks. They have like a very shallow depth on any issue.
Two men can have a baby. If you take the COVID shot, you're protected. It's all lies.
And they've never been pressed on it. You ask the ordinary normie a question, they'll have a set message recording that they heard. But if you press them to go deeper, they can't. And it's the same thing with protests. I've been at 100 protests in my life. When I go to protests on the right, like the trucker convoy in Canada, you ask people, why are you here? Okay, you better get ready for a half-hour lecture. You're going to hear. When I was in Brazil, you saw I was asking.
Very people, smart, informed.
But you go to many protests on the left. They're just.
They always say, I can't talk. Talk to the spokesperson. And they'll never talk.
They do that because they're obedient, but they also do that because they don't actually know why they're there. They were told to.
They just, I'm good because I'm holding a communist flag.
Or I'm getting paid to be here. The left pays protesters all the time.
AstroTurf.
Yeah. It is interesting times, but I think we can still win. I'm still hopeful. I remember a couple years ago I said to you, that something I was really hoping for was those Hong Kong students that were having the protest. Remember in 2019?
Yes.
I was here and I said, it's not bad news everywhere. Look at the, then they were crushed. Crushed, jailed, and civil liberties have been wiped out in that city, Hong Kong. That was one thing I was hanging on to into 2019 was those guys. But I actually think that Trump's renaissance and Elon Musk reviving people who were canceled, that's reason for, if you ask me for the number one reason to be hopeful today, it's that people have been brought back from the literal social media dead. Tommy Robinson in the UK, he was written out, persona non grata. Now he's got an enormous following again. They're going to try and.
Well, I think the story is the globalists think they can, the evil corporate forces think they can take over if they punish the leaders. But as long as the people keep celebrating the leaders and supporting them, then it only makes us more successful and we can win. But look at Tommy. They want to put him in prison now, for his speech when he comes back to the UK. And I've told him, don't go back.
Well, he's got the UK in his blood. He just won't stay away. I know he's going to go back and face the music. And for each contempt charge, there's possible 2 years in prison for him. And that's for playing a movie. It's not for any violent
act. It's for him exposing he was set up by the court.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think would have happened? It's a horrible question, but it's important. If Trump would have been killed in Butler or in Mar-a-Lago?
Well, the first thing I think, a lot of people would have been demoralized and would have just withdrawn from public life. And I think the energy and the spark of America would have flickered. I think some people would have had an overreaction that made things worse. But I don't know what the path forward is. I mean, I like J.D. Vance and all, but he's not Trump. It's Trump the world wants and needs. I don't know what would happen. It's a terrifying thought because he really is a unique person. I don't even want to, that's why my heart pounded so hard when I first saw that. I don't know. I mean, you would know better than me. I'm worried what would happen. I mean, when Kennedy was killed, that demoralized America for a generation. That sort of, I don't know. I don't even want to contemplate it, Alex. You would know the answer anyways.
Well, I don't know the exact answer. I believe they were going to stage false flags and blame it on angry Trump supporters. I believe at the time they were thinking about killing Biden, saying a terrorist did it that way to put Kamala in, but instead they just grabbed him from Las Vegas and flew him to Delaware, where he disappeared for 8 days.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a coup already in place, and now they're talking about a coup against all of our liberties out of desperation. We are not in the normal political system right now, and I just continue to put out the urgency, but God's hand was on Trump, and I agree. Some would have become demoralized. Others would have just become more stalwart in what's happening, but the left knows how to take over institutions.
Yeah.
And we have to peacefully, through the process, take them over, but also support new institutions. And that's why, in the information war, the globalists say the number one thing they're facing is disinformation. That means people telling the truth. So there's an old internet saying, no one knows who first said it, the propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless.
Yeah.
And so it's not hopeless, and I just go back to free speech, standing up, speaking out. I mean, I flew to up with Tucker in Pennsylvania about a week and a half ago, and I'm in the line, and almost everybody's face scanning, even though it's voluntary. And I probably shook 20 hands in the line, and I said to people, I said, you don't have to do that. You're going in a database. And they said, oh, we love you. You're right. But they went ahead and did it.
Huh.
And then soon it'll be mandatory while the border's wide open.
Well, that's the thing. Joining the Matrix is fun. It's convenient. It feels like a video game. It's titillating. It's never ending. It gets you dopamine. It is an addiction. And that's the thing that Orwell didn't count on. He said the future is a boot stamping on a human head forever or something to that.
Ezra Levant, we've got the great talk show host and top trends forecaster Gerald Celente coming up. But let's do 5 more minutes and finish up talking about Rebel Media. Then in 1 hour, Owen Schroyer, The War Room. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props for fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style prints. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Final segment with the owner of Rebel Media, Ezra Levan. Ezra, I always love having you on. This has been a great interview, but I start thinking about all of the exploits you guys have done and all the countless reports I see, like every few days. It's just bombshell stuff. Everybody sees your stuff, and they should all magnify it as well. In closing, as soon as you leave today, and I'm every time we have a big guest, I'm like, I didn't try to book you on Owen's show or the other show with Harrison Smith, so hopefully you can go on Owen's show today as well, and maybe play some of your greatest hits because, you know, they're so timeless. But in closing, I think about the pastors and people that we've had on that you showed us being put in jail over and over again for opening their churches when the topless bars and Walmarts and hotels were still open, but churches weren't. I mean, the left just goes out of its way to be so obvious. And, you know, they're closing the other religious centers and places and beating people up in New York because they were out on the street without masks, or closing synagogues or mosques. I mean, it's just, and it's the same thing worldwide. It's they really, it's like Trudeau said. He goes, I like basic dictatorship. I like Xi Jinping. I mean, these are real villains who aren't even hiding it now.
Yeah. You know, it's been years since the pandemic receded, but in Canada, they're still prosecuting people. Tamara Leach, the leader of the truckers, she's still on trial right now. She hasn't had a 47-day trial. They tried to turn the truckers into the...
Tell people about that. It's huge.
The trucker convoy was the most incredible movement in Canada. Completely peaceful. Trudeau tried to get a January 6th insurrection narrative. He was trying to copycat the Democrats. Didn't work, but they had
horses running over families.
Yeah. In fact, the violence came from the government. Trudeau declared martial law, something he didn't even do during 9/11. So they arrested all these peaceful leaders. They froze the bank accounts of 200 people involved in the truckers and family bank accounts. So the wives couldn't buy groceries or medicine or rent for the kids.
Which is a preview of the future under the social credit score.
Absolutely. And it was just, and when later they were asked, how did you come up with the list? Oh, just in the media. Like, they just read in the media, oh, this is the name of some guy. Like, it was not that there would be any proper science behind it, but it was just an enemy of the regime. You know what we did? We were scared they were going to freeze our bank accounts because we didn't give money to truckers directly, but we gave money to lawyers to help the truckers. So we prepaid our whole staff a month's pay, and we sort of squirreled away the rest of the dough because we were worried they were going to shut us down because they hated the counter-narrative. The entire regime media was saying, go harder, go harder.
And again, everything that bad guys need worldwide, they're all part of the WEF thing, we penetrate the cabinets, is that we don't have a voice. So it's voice, voice, voice.
So they threw the leader of the truckers in jail for 49 days.
I remember.
She's a little Métis grandma, you know, the sweetest person. I mean, that's not as bad as these J6ers, but they were trying to do that thing. They put her on a 47-day trial, hasn't even got the result yet. The Christian leader, Arthur Pawlowski, I think you've had him on the show
yes.
before. He's got that Polish accent. He says, Nazis out. He's still before the courts, too. They convicted him of giving a sermon in support of the truckers. A sermon. They call that incitement to mischief. That's still before the courts. So it's lawfare. Similar to what you're going, you're 12 years worth of lawfare. These Canadian cases aren't quite as bad, but it's the same species. It's like what they're doing to Trump, and they're going to come for Elon Musk next. I mean, they're already doing that through the, you know, these bogus charges against SpaceX. I'm worried. The left is relentless. They are relentless, and this is what they do for a living.
Absolutely. You know, again, I have faith, and I agree with General Flynn yesterday. I see a global awakening. And I see people everywhere coming together, and I see nationalists and populists getting elected, just like we saw in Austria. And so, but we don't have a question of it. We have to stand up. We have to take civilization back. And I you know, the enemies of freedom got a head start on us because people were asleep. We were in freedom. We thought everything was okay. Couldn't happen here. But now we're discovering those old instincts of freedom again. I think we're going to win. And thanks to you and your great team, Ezra Levant, you've got so many great reporters, so many great people.
Well, you're nice to say it. We love citizen journalism. And, you know, we're always happy to share our footage, and I hope to see you in Davos one day, because you would be the king of that town.
Oh, well, I'm always getting pinned down. I'd love to go show. I mean, you know what? I'm intending to go with you.
All right.
Tucker wants me to go on tour with him in Europe.
Oh, wow.
That's next summer, but wow. Yeah, hopefully we're not in World War III.
That's right.
All right, rebelnews.com. Follow Ezra Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T, Ezra Levant on X. I'm going to introduce Charles Salente, a little bit more breaking news. A lot of breaking news at InfoWars.com. Please stay with us.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're, like, out of your mind. You may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. And that's going to worry you a lot more.
Law dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, get it? Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No. He ain't bluffing.
Not as stupid as you look, I...
Yeah, I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something? I don't know.
We all know that right now, guns is a totem, it's a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want, I don't agree with that.
There's a big difference between fantasy land and reality. Fantasy land is what we do. Doing a movie, doing a television show, that's fantasy land. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism and whatnot, we're all going to have different opinions on how to deal with it. Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason Founding Fathers had for the Second Amendment, and that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government.
So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put some...
Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get home.
Do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you seriously? What good will that?
Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
We had our Civil War. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their style of living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence, and it's basically that simple.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
All right, Gerald Celente's coming up. He's got an audio issue. We'll have him in a moment. Look, I'm going to file a bunch of special reports today. There's a ton of news I didn't get to. Every day we're here is precious. I'm very thankful for all of you. Very thankful for the crew. Ezra Levant was here with us. By the way, he republished 1984 with graphics in it, and this is amazing. So check that out at rebelnews.com as well. Let me just say this in closing. I need capital, whether InfoWars stays on the air or not. You have my pledge to fight as hard as I can to stay on air and as being effective as possible. It takes money to fight these people. And if they get rid of the crew and stuff, we need money and obviously work with folks to continue on and hopefully not miss a beat. So here's some headlines dealing with that. This is just today and yesterday's news. Media Matters, that's George Soros' group, considers buying InfoWars from Alex Jones. And they say to harass me and to try to take my media down and do a bunch of horrible stuff. So that's what's going on. InfoWars, victims and enemies consider buying it. Victims, yeah. I mean, people that attached themselves to me and said I did things I didn't do to raise campaign money. Bunch of just unbelievable stuff going on. So we've been targeted for destruction because we're populist and because we're telling the truth. And if the people just rally behind us, we're unstoppable. So I try to make it easy to support us. InfoWars is great. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Great Water Filtration, InfoWars MD line, the CBD gummies and tincture, highest quality, lowest price, so good for your whole body, your immune system, your inflammation. So many great products, ready to ship, X2, X3. Could be your last chance to get it here in the next 44 days. They could have a buyer technically and just shut us down days after they buy it, but it'd probably be a few weeks. We've got folks that are patrons that say they're going to do it, but they may get outbid. So InfoWars is facing its greatest crisis in its history. And so I need everybody to understand that without funds, we won't be able to reconstitute no matter what happens. I'm going to leave it at that. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products because InfoWars will probably survive. I think we've got a 60-70% chance we'll get a good buyer and it's going to work, but we'll see. Regardless, we're working with folks and things are going on that for strategy issues I won't get into on air. Just know this. I need you to go and let me know when you got Gerald ready. Okay, guys, thanks. I need you guys to understand that I cannot do this without you, and I'm asking for your help. Plus, we make it really easy. So if you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's the folks at Bigly that make some of the best Patriot T-shirts in the country. They have made now 50-something designs of T-shirts, 3-4 new ones this weekend that are just amazing, and a bunch of ball caps and things. And more stuff's going to get added. Top-of-the-line supplements. We could bring something out really quickly, but they're getting really high-quality cutting-edge stuff ready. It's almost done. Incredible Made in America knives that already sold out. That's coming. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and support the broadcast. And you know, the shirts are $25, $30, $35, depending on the type and the design and the quality of the fabric. It's all really great. But there's one that's $50. That's a classic InfoWars best-selling shirt of all time with the blazing red on navy blue, InfoWars, and on the arm, an American flag. And so if we save InfoWars, you'll know you're instrumental in that. If we don't, you've got this historic memento and know that you backed keeping the broadcast on the air. So that's $50, and that is a fundraiser to get more funds in. It is vital. It is critical. If you support the broadcast, if you appreciate all the tens of thousands of huge stories, the hundreds of mega massive game-changing stories, the documentaries, the special reports, the activism, the protests, the undercover work, everything we've done, now is the time in the 30-year history of this operation to aid us in this fight. So go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the InfoWars Navy Blue with Red InfoWars fundraiser shirt. Save the Alex Jones broadcast. I'm calling for your support. I thank those that have supported and all you on the fence. What are you waiting for? This is historic. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, my dad's company, great supplements, great products, NanoSilver products, Nestle Foundational Energy. That's DrJonesNaturals.com. And he's been attacked by the globalists, and they've been after him, but he's taken all the money he's gotten in there, and two of the staple products are coming back in, 4 new products are coming back in. You'll go to the site and notice half of it sold out. That's how hard they've hammered us, folks. So now is the time. DrJonesNaturals.com. The stuff that's left is not our least popular stuff. It's a lot of the most popular that came back in the last time, my dad reordered. Rocket Rest Sleep Aid, Top Brain Incredible Nootropic, Next Level Foundational Energy. This is a stimulant but has the effect with no letdown. Fiber Green Concentrate Sprouts of Key Seeds that are just turbocharge your whole body and your gut. The Whole Food Multivitamin Concentrated, all organic, so good for your whole body, the immune support, and so much more at drjonesnaturals.com. That's a critical place to support. And again, I humbly thank you for keeping me in the fight. I'll never sell out, never give in, never back down, but I could give out. I just want to keep fighting, but I can't do it without you. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. We've been through such a saga. I appreciate God working through you to make the decision to support the sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. And then, as I said, InfoWarsStore.com, but that does not support me or what we're doing or what we're, you know, happening. And I want to save InfoWars. But 44 days out with the Death Star, you know, orbiting the planet to blast us, I hope we save the operation. But regardless, this is just a building. And it's just going to make, and I hope it doesn't happen because I'm committed to the crew, committed to the, you know, InfoWars. The enemy will celebrate like they've gotten the, captured the flag and run around like chickens with their heads cut off. It's just going to backfire on them. But it's a sign of the times they want this off the air when Trump is president-elect, that they're so desperate. So, InfoWarsStore.com, drjonesnaturals.com, or thealexjonesstore.com. One word, thealexjonesstore.com. History's now. This is the time to make the decision. My gosh, less than 1% ever buy anything. Okay, great. But I can't imagine all the great patriots out there that share the links, the articles, the rest of it. Why would you not want to have a shirt from the most critical time in the history of this fabled operation? It's not about me. It's the guests, the crew, the history, the reports, the callers. It's epic. It's Americana. It's known worldwide. It's more popular than ever. But in this depression we're in, I get folks don't have money. Well, decide where to spend your money smartly. And in my view, we're a great place to bet on in the information war. Back the info war for your own future now at thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com, and infowarsstore.com. These shirts are amazing, a bunch of new ones. By the way, show some of the new ones. Go to the actual site, then I'll go to Gerald. Because I wanted to get some screenshots of these, but we can actually go to the site. Go to the front page, thealexjonesstore.com, and scroll up to the top, please, because that's not the new ones. Yep, just go to the, exactly, there you go. Click on the one with the snake. I came up with that. I didn't actually design it, but it was my idea. I said, I want a snake coiled in the ground with an M4, and if you blow it up, just click on it, join or die, and, you know, in classic revolutionary, you know, style. Yeah, just you click on it and make it larger so I can show people. There you go. You know, show the black one. It's the black one I want to show. Thanks. And you can see right there, it says the 1A, the First Amendment, defends the 2A. And there it is right there. And then a website that you'll be hearing more about in the future, realalexjones.com. Might want to mark that down and remember that. Join or die, 1A plus the 2A Defense League. And then there's another shirt that says the 1A defends the 2A. Let's go back to the main page. Thank you. And then we'll go to Gerald. I want to show you another one of the new shirts. I mean, these are badass by any stretch of the imagination. These are some of the best Patriot shirts out there. So we'll go back to the front page of the AlexJonesStore.com. Click on the one with the skull. Look at that one. And let's look at the black and white one, please. That's the olive drab on black. All right. Thank you. And then it says class of 1776. The second protects the first. Now that is an awesome shirt. And then it's got realalexjones.com. So that's it. That's all I can do is call you for support. I don't know what else I could say. I don't want the enemy to win. They really want to shut this down. They're really going to celebrate. But they're going to be really pissed when we just come back even stronger, even if they're successful in this attack. All right, great job, the crew. I want to thank Gerald Celente for taking over the show, top trend forecaster, and doing a superlative job. And then, of course, the great Owen Schroyer coming up. All right, Gerald Celente.
Hey, Alex, thanks a lot. You know, I'm listening to what Alex is saying, and everything he's saying is 100% true. If we don't support InfoWars, if we don't support freedom, we're screwed. And not the way I like to get screwed, you know? Yeah, oh, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, F you. We got a bunch of scumbags running our country. This was on InfoWars before. Not reported in the mainstream media. The only other place I saw it, one of the few places, is RT. Why, how dare you go to RT? You must love the Russians. You got to hate the Russians. Oh, I remember they taught me to hate the Russians as a little kid. They had me hiding under a desk in case an atom bomb went off. The only other place that wrote this that I saw it, and InfoWars talked about it, free speech, ready? You can't make this crap up. You can only make it up if you're full of crap. And this is a little boy, an arrogant little clown of nothing, been sucking off the public kid his whole life, a garbage piece of scum. To say this, he should be brought up on charges. Hey, Salenti, calm down. I'm a member of the club. I'm a member of the crime syndicate. So you swallow my crap. I'm John Kerry. Free speech makes U.S., quote, hard to govern. John Kerry. The Constitution is a barrier to ending disinformation. The former Obama administration official has claimed. Official piece of crap. An official piece of scum. An official dirty SOB. How dare he say this? How dare he try to rob us of our rights? Quote, not quote, this is from RT. The freedom for individuals to choose their source of information makes it difficult to govern effectively. Former U.S. Secretary of State. Secretary of State. A little P.O. Look at all the little pieces of crap that are Secretary of State. Look at little Blinken boy now. Little B.S. Blinken. Oh, my daddy was an ambassador to Hungary. My uncle was the ambassador to Belgium. I went to Harvard. I went to Yale. I went to Dalton. I'm an official. These are the pieces of scum running our lives and ruining this country right in front of our eyes. Why support InfoWars? They want to blacklist everybody that speaks out against their lies, their warmongering scum crap. They're stealing trillions of dollars to give to the banks, the bandits when they go bad, but you can lose everything you have. Speaking at the World Economic Forum, World Economic Forum. A bunch of lousy SOBs. The billionaires. The billionaire club. Hey, billions for bombs. But not a penny to occupy peace. And by the way, we had a great rally here on Sunday. Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Joe Lauria. Great people showed up. The streets were filled. The place was packed. Everybody, young and old, all races, creeds, and colors, not one mention on the news. But anyway, last week, Kerry criticized the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution. Could you imagine this? Could you imagine this little piece of crap? I'm criticized. F you to the founding fathers. I'm John Kerry. Oh, did you see me on my little thing sailing with my little thing? Oh, yeah. A little boy of nothing. A little arrogant piece of scum saying we got to do away with the Constitution. The USSA, the United Soviet States of America. Yep. A member of the Forbes family and the Democratic Party. Oh, a member of the Forbes family. Salenti, you're just a little guinea from the Bronx. I'm a member of the Forbes family. Yep. Yep. Quote, it's really hard to govern today. Arguing that social media poses challenges for building consensus in democracies. That is an oxymoron, moron. Democracies have freedom of speech. Hard to govern today? No. Hard to dictate, you dictaster. Hard to dictate, you dictaster. What govern? Who the hell are you to tell me what to do? Who the hell are you to tell me what? Come over here, Kerry. You come over here to me, man to man. Man to man. No, no. Not your little flunkies behind you, your security men. You come over here and you try to tell me, Gerald Celente. Oh, you're only about a foot taller than me. Come over here and you tell me what to do. And ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, this is why we sell these T-shirts at Trends Journal. Hey, politicians, who the F are you to tell me what to do? And here's the back. All right? All right? Here. He goes on. And again, this is why you need to support InfoWars. They want to cut off freedom of speech. He's saying it right here. This should be headline news. Oh, no. Did Taylor Swift have sex? Listen, oh, she didn't show up with a boyfriend with that little stupid hat on. Oh, yeah. John Kerry calls for a ministry of truth. Heil Hitler. A ministry of truth. You will only believe what I tell you to believe. You will only swallow my crap because I'm full of crap and you have to swallow my crap. Stand 6 feet apart. Don't forget to put that mask on. Oh, yeah, the masks. Remember the masks? Oh, you remember the masks. The masks. Yeah. You remember the masks? Remember these things that everybody wore? Yeah. Are the masks? These masks do not eliminate exposure to the risk of any disease or infection, but you will wear them. I'm in charge. I'm little Andy Cuomo. I renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge after my daddy. I'm a little piece of scum. I'm Gavin Newsom. I'm Gavin Newsom. A little gruesome goosome. My daddy worked for the Getty Gang. How do you think I got all my money? They gave it to me. All right? You ready? The references we've used to have to determine what is fact and what isn't have kind of been eviscerated. Fact? Fact? Hey, Kerry, read the Trends Journal. We give you facts, you F. All you prostitute media whores that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and government whoremasters, put out for your crime syndicate government and your corporate pimps. If people go to only one source, they're putting out disinformation. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're saying we only have to go to your source, Cutstone. Hey, Cutstone. If people go to only one source, they're putting out disinformation. But you're saying we gotta swallow your crap so you could govern? So you could dictate? Well, dictate is better because that's what you are. Just look at you. As long as Democrats can win ground, we and win the right to govern. Could you imagine this shit? Win the, hey. How about try this one? A public servant. You work for us. You got it? You got it? Public servant. Who the hell are you to tell me what to do? I can't use the F word because we don't want to get blacklisted. Oh, blacklisted is you're being racist. Oh, by the way, the rally we have had, black, white, all colors, all races, all creeds, all colors, all ages. It was terrific. It was terrific. You ready? I think democracy is a very challenge right now and have not proven they can move fast enough or big enough to address the challenges we face. To me, that is part of what this race, this election is all about. So we could rule you and shut you the hell up. And as I said, the media are nothing more than prostitutes. At another WEF event earlier this year, Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief Emma Tucker, you could put an F and take out that T, but I wouldn't, lamented that the loss of the corporate media's monopoly on information. Quote, "We owned the news. We were the gatekeepers. We own the news. We own the news. You tell us what to do. We own the news. You're nothing. We own the news." Hey, Emma Tucker with an F. Where's she from? Oh, the UK. Yeah, put an F and a U in that too. We'll be back. Support InfoWars. It's really important. The facts are here.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Glad to be back on The Alex Jones Show. And you look at that cover over there. You go to trendsjournal.com and you see the rally we had here on Saturday. It was terrific. It was great. There's Four Corners of Freedom. This is the most historic Four Corners in America, the only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings on each corner. And it was great. And the seeds of democracy were sown here. And I own three of the buildings. I bought them when nobody wanted them. It breaks my heart that there is no push for peace. But again, we got pieces of scum like Kerry. This is the Kerry, by the way. He married into the Hines family. Yeah, again, a little another daddy's boy. The Forbes guy married into the, you know, Chris the Hines, 57. Oh, and his son, Chris Hines, his son, stepson-in-law, and Hunter Biden, and some other clown. After the United States overthrew the democratically elected government, evicting Yanukovych in 2014, they get on the board of directors of Burisma Energy. Oh yeah, the Ukrainian thing up there that I believe that energy company was brought up on charges as well. They were on the board of directors, made millions and millions. What the hell is Chris Hines? His father made ketchup or something, a family from the ketchup family, and little Hunter Biden, you know, coked out, drugged out him. What do they know about energy? Shut the hell up, Celente. They're a member of a club. You're a nobody. You're a nobody. As George Carlin says, one big club and you ain't in it. This is the corruption that we're looking at. And again, as that Wall Street editor-in-chief, could you imagine the editor-in-chief from the UK? The head of the Washington Post from the UK, the head of Bloomberg's News from the UK, one after another from the UK. And again, throw an F for you in that UK too, in a C. Yeah. The country our founding fathers fought about, now they're ahead of the big major news. Oh, CNN, I forgot, the Cartoon News Network. Another UKer. Anyway. We owned the news. We were the gatekeepers! And we very much owned the facts as well. How about fact you? The toilet paper record, the New York slime, and the Wall SHI, and I can't say the other word, journal. I subscribe to them. Yep. I subscribe to them. Hardly get any valuable information at all in these papers, but we get them so that we see what they're saying. We report all the news that's being reported around the world. And then we give you our trends analysis and trend forecast. This is what they say in Israel. This is what they say in Iran. This is what they say in the Arab nations. This is what they say in China. Oh, no, no, you're only allowed to hear what we at the Wall SHI Journal say. And that's why you got to support InfoWars. And, of course, subscribe to the Trends Journal. And InfoWars has these great products. As people ask me, what should I do? I say, you got to get in the best health you can, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And again, that's not BS. This is one of the first books I worked on back in the 1980s when no one was talking about natural healing. This was a Warner book when Warner was a big company. All right? So they have this InfoWars MD premium supplement line at discounted prices. Yep. Available for 25% off. And you get these exclusively at InfoWars. You gotta be in the best shape you can. physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And the physically is these are some of the great products. The Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Green, Mushroom Max, Betamood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, 25 milligram gummies, probiotic formula, prostate support. And the older you get, the more you gotta support that prostate. Take it from an older cat. Probiotic formula. Nerve renew. And a nerves man, I gotta renew my nerves because I'm losing my nerve when I read the crap going on in the world and see what's going on. Joint max relief. You gotta keep those joints loose. And good night's sleep. So, it's up to you to grab the reins of your health and wellness. And you could do it with this premium lineup. And it's now available only at InfoWars Store at a rate that dominates the competition. Yep, dominates the competition. And that's what they do with InfoWars, how hard the people work there to give you what you're not getting in many other places. You're not getting very, very few. So, there you got it. And again, we're doing the same thing with the Trends Journal. We just had a big peace rally over here. How many people having peace rallies? Peace is a dirty word. This is serious what's going on. Very serious. This is Kamala hilarious. This past weekend, my buddy Mark Ferraro came up with that. Mark Ferraro is the hairstylist of the stars up here. Well, the cats of Woodstock back in the day, from the top to the, woof, to everybody. Anyway, he came up with Kamala hilarious because that's what she is. It's an effing joke. A joke. This is the headline. Nasrallah was a terrorist with American blood on his hands. She said in San Francisco, across decades, his leadership of Hezbollah destabilized the Middle East and led to the killing of countless innocent people in Lebanon, Israel, Syria, and around the world. All right. Today, Hezbollah's victims have a measure of justice. Let's get this straight. Israel invaded Lebanon in 1982. They were there for almost 20 years before Hezbollah threw them out. And I'm tired of hearing this crap that God gave you this land. All right? I know, it says in the good book, you know, chapter 6, section 8. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. They gave you this land with the Balfour Declaration by the scum clown over there in the UK in 1917. Wrote about it in detail in your Trends Journal. Yeah. Wrote about it in detail. About how this was Crusades 2000. The Balfour Declaration that laid the foundation for Israel. His Majesty's government, some little clown boy dressed up with all of his little ribbons and pearls and diamonds and this and that, and a little clown hat with a circle with little things on it, and all this other, His Majesty. Who there? What are you talking, His Majesty? Save your crap. Oh, no, no. That's the crap they all want you to swallow, just like Scum Carrie is saying that you only got to believe the crap spewing out of his mouth. His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment in Palestine, of a national home for the Jewish people. Hey, How about a national home for the Catholic people? How about a national home for the Baptists? How about a national home for the Quakers? How about a national... Oh, no. God only gave them land. I don't want to hear this. And don't call me an anti-Semite. I don't want to hear it. Again, three of my last four girlfriends were Jewish. All right? My best buddies are Jewish. Every one of my Jewish friends are against what's going on here. So say that crap. His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and we will use our best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this objective. So stop it. So going back to Hezbollah and what Harris is saying, quote, I have an unwavering commitment to security of Israel. Okay. Everybody with the unwavering commitment to the security of Israel, put on your costume, your military costume, grab your guns, grab your money, grab your kids, grab your wife, your transgenders, everybody else that you love so much, go over there and fight or shut your mouth. You got it? Again, Hezbollah is a terrorist group because they drove Israel out again in 2006. So you're a terrorist. You are a terrorist when the settlers, isn't that a nice word? Isn't that a nice made up word, settlers? How about land stealers in violation of the United Nations Article 242 and the Geneva Convention? Settlers. Stealing land, killing people, and when you fight back, you're a militant. You're a terrorist. That's the language they use. They use the language to describe anybody that fights against the United States or its allies, terrorists and militants. Attack Iraq? Oh, those militants, those terrorists fought against us. Attack Afghanistan? Why, those dirty terrorists? Again, somebody breaks into your house with guns and you shoot them. Why, you lousy SOB, Salenti? You killed somebody who was trying to kill you. That's why you go to InfoWars. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you when it comes to trends. Not even close. You put in Trends Jones, JonesTrends.com. Jones Trends is the link. And you get a 10% discount. Of course, you the grand total of $2.50 a week. So I don't want to hear you can't afford it. Because if you don't want to know what in the world is going on, what's next and what to do, then you don't want the magazine. Oh, gold prices? Oh, they're down today, but they're what, over $2,600 an ounce? Up over 30% since we made the forecast that this is a golden year for gold? And that, again, do what you want. We are in the most perilous times in modern history. Again, we have Scott Ritter up here, Judge Metropolitano, Joe Lurie is Consortium News. Great site to go to. There's no man that I know more of a man than Scott Ritter. I want to make that clear. And I'm a fighter. I taught close combat for many years. John Perkins, Top Cat, was my teacher. Used to go to Palais Elysée in France and work out with these guys because my former girlfriend, Marie-Pierre, her brother Francois, was the left shoulder of Jacques Chirac and Mitterrand. Yeah, Scott Ritter is a man of men. Brad Steiner, look him up. Brad Steiner used to write for the Trends Journal. He was the top close combat guy. He loved what I was doing. He passed away, may his soul rest in peace. And he was John Perkins' teacher. So when I say what's going on over here, and that these gutless little clowns that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag, these little chicken hawks are the biggest warmongers. I'm tired of hearing this crap about Israel having to only right to defend itself and nobody else can. They just killed over 1,000 people in Lebanon. They're blowing the place to smithereens with our bombs. With our bombs, and we just gave them almost another $9 billion to do it, and another $9 billion to Ukraine. To Zelensky. The guy, can't make this up, that was a top sitcom guy that used to play the piano with his penis and brag about it. Google it up. Google it up. Google it up. Zelensky playing the piano with his penis, and this is the guy over here that came to the United States last week with a victory plan. Who are you talking to? No victory. Oh, and how about that guy over there? Another arrogant clown boy. Oh, I was a volunteer with the IDF or something like that. Well, go back over there. Josh Shapiro. Yeah, Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, signing his name on a howitzer shell. What'd you write? Hope this kills a lot of innocent people? This is demonic. What Kerry said is demonic to this Constitution. What Shapiro did is demonic to this country. Oh, I forgot. How about Nikki Haley? Another little piece of nothing crap. Going over to Israel and signing on a big bomb or whatever. Finish them. Yeah. Kill all those Palestinians. Palestinian lives don't matter. Yep. I will always support Israel's right to defend itself. I'm so tired of hearing that crap line. Against Iran and Iran-backed terrorist groups such as Hezbollah, Hamas, and Houthis. Oh, the Houthis are a terrorist group. The Houthis are the terrorist group that little... Oh, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama, along with Saudi Arabia, tried to overthrow the Houthi government. And our little boy Blinken at that time was the Undersecretary of State in the United States, going over to Saudi Arabia to give strategic alliance with them, and the United States refueling the planes so Israel could bomb the Houthis. Go back. Tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. They invented the Saudi gang back in 1933 or 34. As soon as the kingdom, I'm the king. I'm here, king. Here, boy. Give me a pause. Sit. Yeah. The kingdom tried to overthrow the Houthis because their land was right next to them. Yeah. They're terrorists. Yep. This is serious. Scott Ritter made it 100% clear. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. This is the top cat. As I said, there's no man like him. And again, I'm a fighter. I only attack the attacker. Been with the top guys. Said Brad Steiner, John Perkins. Boop. Scott Ritter, who is who he is because he was on the other side. This guy's a giant. His father was in the military. When he went in as a Marine boy, all he wanted to do was shoot and kill. Until he saw the horrors of war, he became a different man. Just like I'm a different person. I told you, I have pictures of me picking up Ronald Reagan at the Chicago Hilton in 1976. I was 30 years old, putting on a brunch for 16 of our board of directors. Prince of Norway did a gig and the Prime Minister of the UK, Majors, was there. 28 years old, I was killing environmental legislation, the height of the environmental movement, staying at the Willard Hotel and putting my meetings at the Hay Adams. The Hay Adams is right across the street from the White House. I started growing up and learning. And that's what this is. It's a learning process. You don't stop learning. And you're getting that from InfoWars, and you're getting it from the Trends Journal. And one of our articles is coming out. Israel can kill whoever it wants. U.S. mobilizing to fight Iran if it retaliates and attacks Israel. Yep. Iran's U.S. envoy penned a letter calling on the United States U.N. Security Council, quote, to take immediate action and decisive action to stop Israel's ongoing aggression and prevent from dragging the region into a full-scale war. And now they're talking about invading Lebanon again. This is serious. This is serious. As I say, where are all the religions? Where are all the religions? How come all the Catholic priests aren't out there protesting for peace? I guess they're playing around with little boys. I forget. Yeah. Again, I was raised Catholic, and going to Catholic school destroyed my life for a long, long time when a nun beat me up in the fifth grade, perforated my middle ear, broke my eardrum, and left me back. So I was the stupidest kid. Accused me of talking during prayers. Where are all the Quakers? I say, dying in an earthquake. How come the big Quaker movements are out there for peace? Where are the Baptists waiting for? How come you're not all out there? And again, there are very good evangelical Christians that are very much for peace, but not the little clown boy that's playing our, you know, the house leader over there, house leader of a bunch of losers, house leader losers, little Johnson boy, Mikey Johnson, another little gutless clown that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. Again, every politician that supports war, Ukraine war, Israel war, go over there and fight or shut your mouth, you gutless little clowns. Oh, one of my sayings is when all else fails, they take you to war. I detailed how Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, was down, way down in the polls, 39 weeks of protest because of his Judicial Reform Act that would have basically stopped him from going to court for charges he was brought up on. 39 weeks of protests. And now he's rising in the polls as he keeps increasing the war. Same thing happened with little Georgie Bush. His ratings are in the toilet where he should be flushed down because of the dot-com bust. We're going into a deep recession. Again, wrote about the dot-com bust, called it in your Trends Journal in 1999 in the fall when it used to be a quarterly. Dot-com-ness. Nation in a recession, couldn't stand little Bushy, the daddy's boy, another daddy's boy. 9/11 happens, war on terror, whoop. 90% of the people swallowed the crap coming out of his mouth. Said in detail many, many times. Read it right out of History Today, how President Franklin Roosevelt seized all Japanese assets in July of 1941. And the UK and the Dutch cut off all their trade, three quarters of it, and 88% of their oil. What was going on? The Great Depression. When all else fails, they take you to war. And as Harris is going down in the polls now, who knows what's going to happen next? We have the right to defend Israel. What if there's an attack in America? We go to war. And just as the people swallow the crap spewing out of little Georgie Bush's mouth, they'll swallow it coming out of Kamala Harris's mouth and out of their mind, out of his mind, Biden. When all else fails, they take you to war. Again, we don't give financial advice. This is a golden year for gold. Gold prices are going to go up as war escalates. It's the number one safe haven asset. Again, we have no advertisers. Nobody tells us what to do. Nobody. Nobody anywhere, any place. Again, support InfoWars. They're doing everything they can to support you. Our lives are on the line. If we don't have peace on earth, it's going to be hell on earth. So support InfoWars and subscribe to the Trends Journal. Thank you guys and girls, for all that you do, and women, I should say. See you soon.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.